Capital punishment is not murder. Excuse me, sorry.
When you're calling, when you're the head of the executive and you're saying that your political opposition needs to be investigated, when we've already seen him fabricate indictments, calling out the specific... Sorry, I know you are pretending to be a lawyer, okay? But generally speaking, the President of the United States does not give direct instruction to the head of the Department of Justice to issue indictments.
Now, you can bow out now. I'm out.
I'm muted him.
Bye. See you, dude. Useless, dude.
That is really manifestly dangerous. That is weakening our military. That is what you're advocating for.
But excuse me, you. What's sick and disgusting is the fact that the President of the United States is deploying the military that he knows that he can't do. You keep saying he's following the law. Well, then why was he complaining about not being able to do it with Minnesota when all of BLM was going? And he knows he's breaking the law. The disgusting thing is using your own military. What do you mean? What am I? What part do I need a professional? What other thing do you not know about? Tell me. I can educate you. Since apparently you don't anything.
Hey, also,
there's not a Twitter for you.
We're going to be discussing the recent shooting and killing of at least one National Guard member in Washington, D.C. So on November 26th, 2025, near Farragut West Metro Station in Washington, D.C., there was a shooting of two National Guard members, Specialist Sarah Beckstrom and Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf. Sarah Beckstrom has since died from her wounds, and Sergeant Andrew Wolf is still, as far as I can tell, in critical condition. The suspect is in custody. He is an Afghan national. Ramanula Lakanawal, excuse my pronunciations, I'm very bad at foreign names. There has been much discussion about why this happened and who is to blame. Tonight's prompt is Trump responsible for the shooting of these two National Guard? Why or why not? And we've got some great guests to talk about it. I appreciate you all for coming, and apologies for the little tech support at the beginning, but you know, we have to do what we got to do. I want to give the mic first to Destiny, and we'll just kind of go around, introduce ourselves, give us opening thoughts and what we have to say. Go ahead, Destiny, open us up.
Okay, so I don't know if I would say 100% that Trump is fully responsible, but if anybody is responsible, he's pushed it basically as close to the line as possible. I think that Trump has engaged in behavior that has made all of the National Guards of every state and all of the federal police to have the most antagonistic relationship possible with all of the different states, or in D.C., just the territory of Washington, D.C. So I think that Trump is engaged in behavior that has increased the danger for all of the people that are deployed. I think that every single time a bad thing happens, I think that he tries to capitalize on it with some kind of policy. I would argue that Trump has been waiting for and loves these types of moments, and he's waiting for more moments like these to happen so that he can continue to expand on his executive power. Every time it does, we saw him jump on this as soon as these two National Guardsmen were shot. I think he deployed another 500 to D.C. And yeah, I just think that Donald Trump is engaged on a war path where he wants to invite as much self-destruction as possible so that it gives him more excuses, basically, to leverage and expand his executive power and authority.
Okay, we'll get into it as we go. Next up, Soy Pill, what you got?
Yeah, pretty much what Destiny said. I would add that Trump, is inflaming all of the tensions by, illegally putting the National Guard into all of these places. He's violating posse comitatus. He's going against the wishes of various governors and even the National Guard themselves, who say they don't need to be there and don't want to be there. Then essentially putting the blame on him by putting people in places they don't need to be, and inflaming the tensions so that when violent things happen, he can justify doing it more, grabbing more executive power. It is very clearly at least his fault, insofar as this never should have happened and wouldn't be happening under a Kamala presidency. Obviously, Donald Trump didn't shoot these people, but also by the Trump MAGA-tard standard of Trump, the Biden administration letting all these illegals in and then saying, oh, well, it's his fault for letting them in. Trump's administration granted this person asylum, so I'm also going to give him blame for that.
Okay, thank you for being here. I'm sure we'll get into it. Good logic.
Yeah, I'm Joe Nierman, a.k.a. Good Logic. I'm a new attorney converted into a podcaster. And the nonsense that the left is trying to... When I first heard the topic discussion was Trump is to blame for the shooting of the National Guard, I actually laughed out loud that they could try to spin this. That what it starts with is a premise that everything Trump is looking to do is motivated by evil. This is just an assumption that they build into whatever he says or does, that his objective is to just basically harm as many people as possible. And then they take a situation that they'll create a situation that is as volatile as possible and ratchet it up. Going back to Biden bringing in ridiculous numbers of millions of illegal aliens, letting them stream across our borders, then trying to defend the criminal aliens. He's not even trying to get rid of your run-of-the-mill illegal aliens. He's trying to get rid of the criminals and screaming and standing in front of ICE and trying to stand in front of federal officers doing their performing their duty. And then they turn around and say, well, this is all Trump's fault, while the left is continually ratcheting up the violence, ratcheting up just how they want their side to be as angry as possible. You'll hear them say, go out there, march, go out there, march. You'll never hear the left say, make sure you do it peacefully. You'll never hear that at all. And then when there's this terrible incident, which I assume that the people who are arguing against me would admit at least that this is a tragedy, that Sarah Bexler was shot, another person I think is still in critical condition when I last heard, that I think they would admit that this is a tragedy. Then they turn around and they say, it's Trump's fault because he's trying to enforce the law, which is just preposterous. But I look forward to getting into the legal arguments so we can break this down for all of you.
Okay, thank you for being here. Really appreciate it. Next up, Andrew Branca. Is that how you say your last name? I apologize.
Yeah, that's fine. It doesn't matter. So, of course, I'm an attorney. I'm probably best known for the law of self-defense. I'm an expert, probably the preeminent expert in the nation on use of force law. And I do a lot of legal and political commentary. I think there's no rational view in which Trump has any legal responsibility for what happened here. We have an Afghan assassin who walked up to a woman with a revolver in his hand and shot her through the chest. There's only one person who caused that death. That's the Afghan rebel. We can engage in all kinds of estrogenic butterfly effects, and Trump is the bad daddy, so everything that happens that's bad is Trump's fault. But Trump has executive authority under Article 2. He's the democratically elected president. He's allowed to do things, including trying to ensure the safety of the American populace and its city. And if bad things happen because he's doing things he's allowed to do, it's the bad people who made that happen.
Okay, and with that, let's kind of get into it as we go. I guess I'd start by reading a tweet from Destiny here. And I'm curious if you stand by this position, sir, and then we can just kind of get into the open discussion. You said on 9/15 on November 26th, you wrote as follows, they weren't protecting D.C. They couldn't even make arrests. They were sent there to die by real Donald Trump and his cronies so they could rile up the base to distract them from the monumental failing of every single part of this administration. Is that your current position, sir?
Yes. I think that Trump is trying intentionally to inflame tensions as much as possible so that he can expand his executive power as much as possible. One thing that you're going to hear over and over again in this debate, it's already happened in the opening statements, is remember, every single time a conservative criticizes a Democrat, it's about what they should do, what their moral obligation is, and what a good leader would do to guide the country. But whenever they talk about Trump or the conservatives, it's always what is the outer perimeter of legal actions that he is theoretically allowed to take. There's no question of whether or not his leadership is moral or what his end game is on anything, although he would fail in the legal realm as he has been over and over again, and he would fail on these other two as well. But like the question is why? So, for instance, earlier you talked about leftists celebrating violence. Why is Donald Trump incapable of saying that the entire country needs to be less violent? Why is he incapable of saying anything that equally criticizes his side?
See, this is
a discussion. So.
Right, and this is what the left, this is what you on the left tend to do. It's you're continually ratcheting up the violence, and then you're looking for an all sides type of thing. And to harken back, and I don't want to get into the whole Black Lives Matter thing, but when we look back at 2020, when we saw the whole Black Lives Matter issue rise up, it was considered an affront for people and offensive for people to say all lives matter. Now, I think that if you actually step back from a practical perspective, you would agree that all lives matter. But given the context, the idea of saying all lives matter in that context was deemed offensive because there was some perceived unique, terrible position for the Black community. And it was as if you were disparaging their genuine plight by just trying to make it a general concern. So when you come here, Destiny, and you say, why can't he just say that all sides need to dial it back when there's been just bludgeoning and bludgeoning from one side against the other, it just sort of rings as if you're trying to just whitewash. They're like, oh yeah, both sides are bad, when that's just not reality.
Sure.
It's not reality. Two
really quick and easy questions. Did Joe Biden condemn the BLM violence?
I wasn't looking to answer.
If you don't know, that's fine. The answer is yes.
Looking, that's fine.
No, wait. Well, I know you don't care because you don't care to make an effect. So the answer is yes, number one. And number two, did Donald Trump pardon every single January 6th protester?
We can't. No one can hear each other. Hold on, just real quick.
Don't deflect something irrelevant.
I'm not deflecting. You brought up BLM.
No, I did bring up BLM, but I brought it up to make a point.
Yeah, your point is wrong. That's the point I'm making. Your point is stupid.
No, the point that I'm making is that in certain situations, when you try and just deflect to saying, let's just make this a general message, it's ignoring the actual problem. You're trying to purposefully ignore the actual problem. In 2020, you wanted to see, the left was saying that the other side is ignoring the problem by trying to say all lives matter. And what I'm saying is you're ignoring the problem.
It was a super easy question. Did Biden condemn the BLM riots? Did Biden condemn the violence?
I have no idea. He wasn't in power during the BLM riot.
He was running for election. Because he was running for election.
Like the face of the Democratic Party.
You literally can't even answer. You don't even know. Why even bring up BLM? If you don't know anything was going on at the time, then just don't bring it up. That was the first question. Yeah. So the answer is yes. You can go research it later. The second question is, did Donald Trump pardon every single J6 protester? Did he?
Gang, both of you. Both of you, please. Please. We can't hear when you guys are talking over each other, so I'd ask that. Again, you wait for the other person to finish their statement, then you can respond, and I'll try to make sure that you aren't interrupted during your response, and that's where we're going.
I'll just real quick, Soy Pill.
Yeah. Let Logic finish his statement, and then you can jump in, and Andrew seems to want in as well. So this will.
No, I'm fine. I mean, I always have something to say, but I'll let you guys go. Sure. It's okay.
I'll tag you in soon, brother.
He's about to answer either of those questions, by the way.
No, my point is that you're trying to deflect into something that's relatively meaningless as to whether or not he actually condemned it. Who cares? How is that relevant to the point I was making?
Because you said that leftists were trying to ratchet up the violence. What do you mean, how is it relevant? It speaks directly to the issue. Hold on, just one more. I'm going to do this one more time, and then if he doesn't answer, that's fine. So the first question is, did Biden condemn the BLM riots? The answer is yes.
Did Donald Trump?
That's fine. Don't yap again. Answer my second question.
You're answering a question for me, and you ask me a question, which I assume is a sincere question, and then you try to say, yes, he did. So I say, when did he?
He did it on August 31st, 2020. Look up YouTube Global News. There's a video titled, Joe Biden Condemns Violence and Ongoing U.S. Protests. There you go. Look it up on your own time. Number one. The second question is, did Donald Trump pardon every single J6 protester / rioter?
100%.
Okay. Okay, cool.
Right. So the reason this isn't irrelevant, God Logic, is because we're talking about how Trump has made the conditions for this violence to happen. Yeah, he didn't pick up the gun and shoot these National Guard members, but he's drumming up the rhetoric. And when you say, hey, the left never says be peaceful, Destiny brings up an example of Joe Biden explicitly doing that. And then we point out that Trump is refusing to condemn the right and is actually calling for the deaths of people in his own government, that this is part of the rhetoric that is causing these National Guard people to be shot. And you say, well, all lives matter. Oh, I'm deflecting to BLM. It's got to be a generalized statement. No, we're saying he needs to say turn down the rhetoric, and he's doing the opposite. He's inflaming everyone. He's getting people killed. That's where the blame comes from.
Well, first and foremost, I appreciate the promotion from Good Logic to God Logic, but it's just Good Logic. And second, that's okay. No, that's okay. I just want to make sure we know what we're talking to here. But the point that you're trying to make as far as him escalating, you sort of have to step back for a second and ask yourself, what exactly is he supposed to be dialing back from the right? You're saying that the left is that after there's violence that happens, the left tries to dial it back. What I'm saying to you is, what violence from the right are you even saying that he should be dialing back? You're trying to sit here and say that he should be
telling people we should hang members of our government. Well, you're asking me a question.
No, he should hang members of our government.
Yeah.
Through trial. There's a very big difference between saying, hey, these people need to be tried for some very serious crimes that I believe they committed.
And murder. Yeah.
Because he believes they committed them.
Capital punishment is not murder.
Excuse me. Sorry.
when you're the head of the executive and you're saying that your political opposition needs to be investigated, when we've already seen him fabricate indictments, calling out the specific bullshit. Yeah, that's fine. But the president of the United States isn't ordinarily. I know you are pretending to be a lawyer, okay? But generally speaking, the president of the United States does not give direct instruction to the head of the Department of Justice to issue indictments. That's why the last two cases.
They work for him.
Oh, that's great. Well, do they work for him, though? Because it seems like she wasn't even legally appointed, was she? Isn't Lizzie Halligan out now? Yes. Didn't all that get tossed now? Seems like it's all gone now, right? Huh? All right, looks like that wasn't very legal, huh? And now all of her cases are being looked at. So that wasn't the case.
Also,
sorry.
Just real quick, Joe, no one can hear you on your channel.
So defensive.
Okay.
Well, rule of law matters to some of us, you know, so it's kind of annoying to see the president of the United States so flagrantly abuse it.
Okay, first of all, the Department of Justice works with the president. He can tell them what to do. They're part of the executive branch. Second of all, capital punishment is not murder. It's state sanctioned. People get a trial. They get lawyers. They get juries. And sedition was made a capital offense by Congress, not by Trump. Congress created that law. Third of all violence is not bad. Why do you suggest that all the violence should be tamped down? Violence is not inherently bad. Violence in a good person is good.
But Gen 6 violence is bad.
Wait, just curious. When we say the president,
Andrew, you're really low. Can you turn yourself up? Your volume's.
When we say the president can give direction to the DOJ, is there any equivalent moment in the last 50 to 100 years of U.S. history where the president of the United States is directing his attorney general on who to prosecute, directing them on issuing indictments to political opponents, with even calling the prosecutor?
How would you know? Those are private conversations.
Gotcha.
How
so the answer to your question was no. The answer occurred. To your question was no. I asked if there's any evidence of
no,
it.
No, right. You're wrong.
There is no evidence of any of this.
100% there is.
What's the evidence?
Here's one of the things I'm about to tell you.
He's about
here's
to not tell us, by the way. Spoiler alert. Go ahead.
No. I'll tell you right now. The role of the DOJ is to be manifesting the will of the executive. This is one of the things that during the confirmation.
There's a unitary executive theory. It's such bullshit. You guys don't even believe this shit. You would lose your mind if a Democrat did this. It's such bullshit. Yeah, because this is a child's. You don't even believe in this. It's so retarded.
You're terrified of actually hearing an answer. So you have to cut me off when you see I'm making a point that actually just completely blows up.
Can I just short circuit and explain it? Like half the time it's going to take you to stumble through it?
I don't want your short circuit because you do not know. It's not unitary executive theory. It is the sole purpose of the DOJ is to manifest the will. They are part of the executive branch.
Manifest the will of who?
Of the executive.
Of the president? Then why do special counsels exist? Why do special counsels exist?
Special counsels exist for when there's a conflict of interest.
Why would that matter if they're only there? Wait, how could there be a conflict of interest if they only exist there to manifest the will of the president?
You're proving
because
my point.
The president can have a conflict of interest.
Yes.
How can he conflict with interest with his own self, with his own Department of Justice?
Oh my God. Listen. Slow down for a second. Slow down, because I don't think you just understand basic civics about how our government
basic
functions.
Civics, but you won't give me an example of anybody doing what Trump did. Go ahead.
Every single president has directed their DOJ to focus on one area of law or another that they think is particularly important.
Focus on one area of law?
Agenda.
Excuse me, that's not what we're talking about. I mentioned that Trump specifically called for indictments for two specific individuals who are political opponents, and he named the prosecutor that he wanted to lead. So who else has done this?
Who did this?
Did Obama do this?
Exactly,
did Biden do this? Give me the example. Everybody does it. Who does it? Give me an example.
First and foremost, Obama did it far worse. Obama did it far worse.
Give me an example. Who did he target?
Obama did it far more in a nefarious way because what he did is he actually weaponized all of his different executive
agencies. The IRS bullshit. He has no arguments. You have nothing for this. Can you at least concede you have no evidence of this?
Gang, if you keep interrupting, we can't understand what they're trying to say.
Yeah,
so
I'm trying to make a point, and you just also say he's saying nothing.
And then you can respond, I promise.
Apparently,
but
I'm saying so much nothing.
Let him finish, please.
Apparently, I'm saying so much nothing. You need to cut me off in the middle. The point is that he is, as the head of the executive, this is an executive agency. That is what the DOJ is. When you get Adam Schiff up there and he's questioning Pam Bondi, saying, I'm afraid you're going to be Trump's man. It's for a woman. The point is she's supposed to be.
No,
otherwise,
they're not. That's just not true. You're lying.
Merrick Garland was 100% Biden's man.
Then why was a special prosecutor appointed to investigate Biden's documents?
Because when you have... You're only proving my point.
That's why! That's why!
No, because the point is that if the president was the unitary controller of the attorney general, the president would tell the attorney general, don't investigate this. You see how easy that is? You see how stupid your theory is?
Destiny, think for a second. If it was already an independent agency, there could not be a conflict of interest between the DOJ and the president. It's because the DOJ is an extension of the president that you need to have some internal affairs type of agency, which we call special counsel or special prosecutor, to go after someone who's in the president's orbit. That's why you
Why wouldn't the president just tell them, don't do that investigation? Why wouldn't the president say, just don't?
I'm almost done. Because of the fact that the DOJ is viewed as an extension of the president, when there's something around the president that might be illegal, that's why you need a third-party special prosecutor to come in. That's what you need. It's the proof that they're actually defaulting, that they are part of the executive agency, part of the will of the president. In fact, that's the only way we, the people, have any power over them is through the president directing them. That's how we actually have representation in who's being prosecuted. Now, go ahead with your question.
Sure. So two things. So just real quick. So one, there's a difference between having a legal agenda and directing somebody to prosecute particular political opponents. You acknowledge that, right?
Why? No. Why? Why would that be? Why is that different?
Just let me. Why? I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me just restate that. I'm not going to say it. If you want to make yourself sound that stupid, that's fine. You do not recognize a difference or a distinction between a president saying, I would like to focus more on this kind of crime versus the president saying, these two opponents of mine, political opponents from two administrations ago, I want you to prosecute them. If you say there's no distinction.
Are there grounds for prosecution?
Well, you wouldn't know before until you do the investigation. Isn't that kind of part of what the DOJ does? Number one. Number two. Why do you keep laughing? You're not making a point.
Investigative agency.
Really? What does the FBI do? How does the DOJ get evidence for an indictment?
It's a different agency.
It's under the DOJ. It's literally a subsidiary of the DOJ. What are you talking about? Okay, stop. The question was, if this is so ordinary, if this is so commonplace, then just show me one other time it's happened. It should be really easy. If presidents do this all the time, what other president has directed his attorney general? Give me one example. Don't just say it happens all the time. Give me an example.
Would you like an answer?
War on drugs?
That's not an answer. Are we just saying random words together?
Stop. Brinca. Do you have an answer to his question?
It's irrelevant whether it's ordinary, if it's within the president's authority. And it is. He's allowed an ordinary thing.
Why not just say that? Just say that. It's extraordinary. It's never happened. That's great. Just open with that. Instead of saying everybody does it. Not everybody does it. Trump is the most egregious abuser of the DOJ.
Because you won't stop talking.
You say wrong shit. I can't help it.
Describing this as vaguely as possible. It's, hey, this is the president's purview to do this thing and direct these departments. And we're saying, when is the president ever called for the killing of people within his government in this certain way? Not, hey, he's going and saying maybe we could kill American citizens if it, you know, helps the war on drugs, or hey, we
Obama
need to kill
killed American citizens. He didn't just call for it. He did it.
Obama went to Eric Holder and he asked his DOJ and his Office of Legal Counsel. He had the authority to do it. He didn't direct them. That's the difference between Obama and Trump.
How does his DOJ give him authority?
He went to them for the legal memo. What do you mean? The whole Eric Holder memo literally details this. He went to them to find out if he felt he had the authority to even act this way. There's a difference between him and Trump firing every attorney general that he doesn't agree with.
The president is not subordinate to the Department of Justice.
The president is subordinate to the Constitution of the United States, and he's supposed to act in a way that comports with what the law is. So the president might consult this Department of Justice instead of like Donald Trump, who only confers with his personal attorneys, and instead of breaking every law and hoping to win in court, Obama tried to follow the law ahead of time, which is what you're supposed to do. The law is there to check your behavior before you do. It's not there as a consequence for you to intentionally break it over and over again.
Okay, we gotta let the other side respond without interruption just for a little bit, okay? Just go ahead, Bronca, please. You can respond.
If it's okay for Obama to actually kill American citizens, why would it be inappropriate for Trump to advocate killing American citizens without actually doing it?
Because Obama was exercising his powers as the head of the military, as the commander in chief. As the commander in chief, number one and number two, it was in a theater of war where we already had a pre-existing authorization for the use of military force. In order for him, we already have a broad AUMF that has been not challenged by any prior president to operate in the Middle East. Now, unless I'm not aware of this, were any of the people that Donald Trump said should be tried for seditious conspiracy or whatever, were any of these people part of Al-Qaeda or some terrorist outfit that I'm just not aware of that Trump didn't publicize information about?
Sedition doesn't require that.
Oh, do we have any evidence of them committing sedition?
Yes, we have a video of them committing sedition.
It was on video.
Okay, wait. So just to be clear. Okay, so Donald Trump retweeting things saying that these people should be tried and executed, that in and of itself is totally fine, but a bunch of people going on video saying you shouldn't follow unlawful orders, which is literally part of the military code, that's seditious behavior?
Yes, it's sedition in the broader political context.
It's
not.
It's absolutely not. So you're completely destroyed on that. You've been mauled completely out of existence. What a stupid... Well, how could you possibly think that these people committed seditious conspiracy, but Donald Trump, who's literally retweeting 100%. People saying they should be... So now in the future, just to be clear, anytime I say somebody should be killed, I should just say first, he should be tried for a crime and killed first. And then we're safe. It's a genius idea. Oh, my God.
Destiny.
Stop, please. I want to hear the argument. So the argument about the sedition. Why is it sedition? Why is them going on to making an ad saying you should disobey unlawful orders? How is that sedition? Can you make the argument?
That would not be seditious. It's seditious.
It's not just that. It's the context. It's the context in which they're saying that, and it's simultaneously they're saying, by the way, everything Trump's doing is unlawful. They're saying everything.
Did they say that in that video?
They said that in that video?
It doesn't have to
be. They said, we say, we understand you're under intense pressure.
Okay, so
yeah, they're under intense pressure.
When these people put out a thing, you have to read between the lines and imply what they're saying.
No, you don't have to imply what you're saying.
Remember what I said. Liberals need to act moral and above board on everything, but Donald Trump is only constrained by the outer perimeter of our delusional interpretation of law. Amazing.
No. When they go out there, and weeks earlier, Slotkin is going out there saying he's issuing illegal orders. And then she comes out here. Okay. So you're only making
the... every single thing he does is legal?
Soy pill. What you're doing is you're arguing against yourself. You don't even realize when you make a point against yourself.
It keeps getting lower as you go. I don't know if you're turning it down, but it was good for a minute. And then it's gone lower.
Soy pill, you're actually arguing against yourself. Because when you have these senators and these congressmen and women who go out there and say he's issuing illegal orders, and then they say if an illegal order is issued, you're honor bound on the Constitution to disobey it. The only possible purpose for making that is to basically plant the seed in the minds of military that every time they have an order, they should sit there and try calculate, is this constitutional? Do I think it's constitutional? When you try to actually put this into a practical sense, rather than applying it to an individual scenario.
Were both those statements true? Wasn't Trump issuing illegal orders?
No, he wasn't.
So when it was reported to murder the people in the Venezuelan boats, even when they blew the boats up, that's not an illegal
order? It's not murder. What is it then?
For a country that we're not at war with, what would you consider that?
Wait.
It's a lawful killing.
How is it a lawful killing? What is the law? Self-defense lawyer, you said? Sorry.
We can't move on from this. Because Flawed Logic just said there is no other possible explanation
other... Wait, which name did I get now?
Flawed Logic? What was it?
You called him Chud Logic. He's good logic. I promise you. It's not God Logic. It's not Chud Logic.
The only explanation for Slotkin saying this is to plant the seed of doubt and make them question every order. Why is it in the military training to say you shouldn't obey illegal orders? Is it to make every single military person like question every single order and like, oh, we want to have a military that's insubordinate? Or is it because you aren't allowed to follow illegal orders?
It's the very same people. That's a good question. It's a fair question, Soy Pill. And I'll tell you, it's the very same people and those in their camp who are continually saying there's one illegal order after another where they've continually been proven wrong. They basically been claiming this is illegal, that's illegal.
I will answer your question. No,
so when she's going out there and saying... No, because in the military, when they're being trained, they're not being trained, hey, you're going to be getting a whole bunch of illegal orders. So make sure that you only follow constitutional orders. They don't get that in the training. They don't get that warm up. When you're getting as a follow through to there's all sorts of unconstitutional orders. And hey, by the way, military, when you get a constitutional order, you better make sure you don't follow it. And there's also even a veiled threat in there. The veiled threat is that when we come back into power, if we decide to determine those are unconstitutional, we're going to prosecute you military members for following these orders. And you're not going to be able to say, and we've even heard Schumer go out there, and we've heard others say that, hey, you're not going to be able to say we were following orders. Remember the Nuremberg trials. That's what the left has been saying right now. So in this entire context, the only reason to do it is to weaken the military and have our military members basically question every single order rather than relying on the default that our military has had for the last 250 years that, hey, when I get an order, it's constitutional.
Okay, so you keep saying only reason. Could it be possible? Is there not a world that exists in which Donald Trump has done something illegal and people want the people not to follow that order? Is that possible?
That is.
They can't name one.
Okay.
The murder of the Venezuelan people after the boats. Killing people after the boats already been destroyed. That's a war crime and it's illegal in the United States. You can't do that.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
No. Great arguments. Yes, you can.
So wait, no, wait. So you
think... Well, what do we want? I can appeal to the Rome Statute. I know we're not party to the ICC. I can appeal to international customary humanitarian law. You're not allowed to kill people that are no longer enemy combatants. Like, what for military law, you're not allowed to kill people that have already surrendered. White flag laws and all of these things are part of our military code of conduct. So what are you citing? What do you think that you're allowed to kill people who aren't able to participate in combat anymore? What are you citing to? What do you think?
Surrendered.
What?
They weren't surrendered.
How do you even know? They were shooting at them from drones.
Okay, just real quick.
They weren't surrendered. They weren't taken into custody.
Before we go on.
Taken into custody is not the same as surrendered.
Hold on, stop, please. In the DOD's Law of War Manual, and this was updated in July 2023, and I'm going to just read from this directly. This can, give some context to the audience. Under Section 5.9, persons placed hors de combat, persons, including combatants, placed hors de combat may not be made the object of attack. Persons placed hors de combat include the following categories of persons, provided they abstain from any hostile act, and do not attempt to escape. 1, persons in the power of an adverse party. 2, persons not yet in custody who have surrendered. 3, persons who have been rendered unconscious or otherwise incapacitated by wounds, sickness, or shipwreck. And 4, persons parachuting from aircraft in distress. So if the Washington Post report is correct, Andrew, could you give us the legal reasoning that, in your opinion, in your argument, why those shipwrecked narco guys were a legal target?
Well, they weren't shipwrecked. They were blown up.
What do you think shipwrecked means?
Shipwrecked means a ship wrecks on a reef.
No, that's not what it means. It means your ship has been rendered incapacitated. It could have been because it got wrecked, or it could have been it got blown up. The reality is that the people on the ship, even if they were enemy combatants, of which we have no proof of, by the way, even if they were, as soon as their ship has been rendered unable to perform any combat functions, and the people in the water, they have obtained...
Where does it say that?
You're a lawyer. I'm curious. Wait a minute. No. Inform us. You're a lawyer. When there are words that appear legally and there are statutes, how would you figure out what it actually means? What would you do? What would you look up?
Are you allowed to shoot enemy soldiers who are running away?
Yes.
Okay. So why is this any different?
Because they're shipwrecked. They don't have the opportunity. They're not running away. They're in water. They're shipwrecked.
What about soldiers who are running away? They're not attacking you at the moment.
Because soldiers that are running away are still considered part of combat. Fleeing is a military operation.
Right. Why would these people in the boats get the benefit of the law of warfare where they're not engaged in any recognized military force or warfare?
Because when you're not a savage, that's how you conduct yourself as a first world country, especially as a country that says that we don't exist under the Rome Statute because we're not signatories to the ICC. We have our own military courts that are supposed to hold our own behavior accountable. That's why stuff like Abu Ghraib, and that's why stuff like Gitmo is not always on the up and up, but some of them we went after. So the answer is there is international customary humanitarian law where all of us agree that there are certain rules. You can't torture people, you can't rape people, you can't capture people. Well, I'm informing you, since you apparently don't know anything about international law.
You're not answering the question. Just let me know when you're done.
What the question specifically is, you can't murder people just swing.
For people to have the protection of the law of war, they have to qualify for the protection of the law of war. These are regular combatants engaged in chemical warfare against the United States. Don't qualify for the law.
Number one, even if what you just said was true, they do qualify. Number two, you have no evidence of any of those claims. An enemy combatant that is shipwrecked qualifies
for
prisoner of war status. Where what?
They're not in uniform.
They don't have to be in uniform.
Military force. Okay.
Doesn't matter. I know it hurts. Yeah, I know. It's okay.
Yeah, Andrew,
your daddy Trump just commits war crimes or hex death. What are you going to say? I know it hurts, but
you guys, gang, I love the energy. I love the passion. It's really great content. But we got to let Andrew finish his point, please. Andrew, go ahead.
No, I'll let Destiny go. I just do want to say, however, that I guess I misunderstood what the nature of the format would be here. I'm unlikely to stay for 2 hours to get yelled at by Destiny. That's not a good use of my time. So if we could maybe have questions and answers and people have an opportunity to exchange views and positions, we don't have to agree, but we can inform the audience that way. Getting yelled at by Destiny for 2 hours isn't informing anybody.
I'll be nicer.
We'll probably get further if you actually let people respond, and rather than just trying to cut them down before they finish, you actually just let them respond.
It would be nice if they were responding to my questions. That'd be nice. We'd probably get somewhere faster.
We got it. Okay.
And instead of mischaracterizing as not being responsive, I'll tell you. You tell me how it fails to respond, and I'll tell you how it is. Andrew could do the same.
Also, but I do agree. What was the question for the debate? Because we seem to have wandered.
That's
somewhat
what I'm trying to
afield.
Do. Please. I'm trying to rein it back in. Right. We're going to be talking about the shooting of the National Guard members, right? And who bears responsibility and to what extent they bear responsibility, and if Trump does so. So let's kind of reset, get it back on track. Okay. So
I have a question because they really want to answer questions.
Go ahead. Ask your question. I better be on track or else we're...
Do you think Donald Trump has ever toned down rhetoric, or has he only ever made it worse in the last year?
He's allowed to engage in rhetoric. He's a politician. He has no
obligation.
That's not
what I asked. He's allowed.
He's asking if he has.
I thought you were here to answer my questions, not say whether or not it was okay what Trump did.
All right, I get to speak what I'd like to say. Is that okay? You can tell the audience that I failed.
Let him give his answer, and if it's not responsive to your question, you can remind him of that after he's given his answer.
I don't work for you, Soypill. I don't have to answer questions to your satisfaction.
Yeah, well, you also
I
will have answer the memory, sorry. So hold on.
I'm going to have to start meeting people.
I'm going to bow out if this is. I'm not spending 2 hours of my night like this. This is pointless. Okay.
Just answer my question.
Finish your statement, Andrew. Go ahead, please.
State your question, Soypill, and I will provide the answer I believe is appropriate for me. Go ahead.
Okay. Has Donald Trump ever turned down the rhetoric, or has he only ever inflated it and made it worse?
I think the question's irrelevant because Donald Trump has no obligation to turn down the rhetoric.
Cool. So you're not going to answer my question. So you can stop talking now. You can bow out now
I'm out.
I'm muted him. Bye. See ya, dude. You're useless, dude.
I muted. I guess.
Remember at the start, I said this is what all Republicans do: is Trump is just given the outer perimeter of what he's legally allowed to do, but then on the other end, by the way, those politicians were allowed to make that video, right?
Well, hold on.
I think they probably broke the law. Actually.
You're unfucking believable. You're a disgusting, like a subhuman. I can't believe that you guys, the free speech guys, would say stuff like this. This is unbelievable to me.
Hold on, just real quick, Destiny, please. Why did they break the law? Give us that argument, please.
When they're under 18 U.S.C. 2387, that they're trying to demoralize and discourage the military from actually following their commanding officers. That's what they're trying to do. That's what their objective is. You know it also. You can pretend that you don't know that that's what their objective is. Their objective is that every time an order comes down, which the left may question, that they have to sit there and think to themselves, is this something that I can get in trouble for down the road? That's what their objective is. Why else are they making the video? You have no answer to that because that's the only possible motivation.
The possibility is they don't want. Could it be? This might be a stretch. Okay, maybe they just don't want them to follow unlawful orders.
Right. Okay. But then you wouldn't put it under the context of literally days after Lista Slotkin goes out there says that Trump is issuing illegal orders.
Well, wait. Wasn't Trump issuing illegal orders? Didn't that happen?
No, he wasn't.
So the murdering of the people
believes he did something illegal.
See, now you want to go into the whole murdering that happened after the video was made, right?
Oh, how about we can talk about stealing the National Guard from the governors when Trump is using the National Guard to redeploying them to states without the governor's consent?
That actually, so far when it was bouncing around the Ninth Circuit, it actually held up pretty well. See, what ends up happening when these things go for the court? This is another problem with just saying telling a military member you decide what's unconstitutional. Let me just finish my point.
You made a claim. My understanding is the last thing that went through the DC thing, they said no, he wasn't allowed to do that. That deployment was illegal. Is that true or not true?
It depends on when there's so many cases going on. I'm not going to tell you that I can tell you in this court versus in that court that this is the status as of right now here versus that one over there. Now, maybe somehow you got your hands on some sort of AI there, which is able to flesh out for you in the Ninth Circuit versus DC Circuit versus what's happening in Washington versus what's happening in Illinois and California. Maybe you have something that can do that. I don't profess to be having encyclopedic knowledge of the thousands of cases that the left has ended up causing because Trump became president. They just not happy with any order he issues that they're going to try and fight it in one jurisdiction after another. So I can't tell you.
Wait, hello?
In jurisdiction Y. What's your issue? You okay?
Isn't it possible then
that Sokin really did believe then, if this is really complicated and some courts are ruling some ways and some courts are ruling, that maybe these people did believe that Trump is issuing illegal orders?
Oh no, it's very possible. It's very possible they thought.
Don't they have the freedom to say?
No, because here's the question: they have to be acting under the default that it is constitutional, especially because so many of these orders that at the lower level are declared unconstitutional, and then as soon as you get to the circuit court, they say no, that's totally fine. So now, how is it that if judges who are proficient in the law and understand the law are sitting here arguing about what's constitutional and what's not, how can it possibly be healthy or natural or normal for any typical military member sit there trying to figure out what the ultimate determination of law will be on this particular action that he has yet to take?
Well, they already have
it's
that.
It's a ridiculous burden.
Wait, you, they already ha- you asked a question. Do you understand? They already have that burden, right? They're already supposed to do that.
That burden is something is so obviously egregiously beyond what the Constitution
allows.
Yeah, like killing people in the middle of the ocean outside a country that we're not even declared war against?
You're coming to this case, which came up after they made the video. And I have, and I'll tell you right now, I haven't researched the law because I didn't think that when we're talking about the whether or not shooting the Trump in the National Guard is Trump's fault is going to somehow lead itself to a conversation about shooting down a boat in the Pacific. So I didn't look that up. And I'm not going to speak without knowing what the law is in that particular circumstance.
Okay, because we can talk about something that Trump did that's relevant, like how the most recent case from Cobb says that what he did in deploying the National Guard was illegal. Do you think that they should ignore those orders because the person ruled
At which level of court is that?
I don't remember what
exactly. It wasn't the Supreme Court. It wasn't the Supreme Court. And that's my point, is that these cases go back and forth. Now, you have to put this in a practical sense because...
Because he just misquoted something because maybe he doesn't know the difference. I don't know if he knows what a preliminary injunction is or TRO is, but you don't need the Supreme Court to rule on something to stay or to order a preliminary injunction or a TRO. So I don't know why you just said why you're pretending that something needs to go all the way up to the Supreme Court before a lawful order is issued. Okay, just to be clear, go ahead.
I'll answer that question, which is a pretty simple question. Every time there's been a TRO that's been issued against him, Trump has fought against it all the way up to the Supreme Court.
Let me just be clear. Are you implying that if a TRO is issued, is approved against you at a district or a circuit court, that if you violate the lawful command of that TRO, of that preliminary injunction, that if it eventually gets overturned to the Supreme Court, you won't face some kind of contempt or criminal consequences?
Trump hasn't done that. He's actually bent over backwards. You know, you want to know what Trump's biggest
problem is? Can you answer that question real quick? Why can't you answer any question?
Let him respond if he doesn't answer the question.
He just lied and said that Trump hasn't done it. Trump did do it, by the way. It was a huge issue with the immigration case where they ignored the order that was issued. You're lying. Because I have to correct the record.
I'm not lying.
They told the planes to turn around and they didn't do it. And they're getting in trouble for the fact that they violated that TRO, even if it was eventually overturned at a higher court. You still have to listen to the orders of the court. You can't assume you'll win later on.
This is exactly the point. You know, Judge Boasberg, when he's sitting there trying to sit there, say, I'm in D.C., and I'm going to start directing the President of the United States as to what he can do with his military planes that are flying out of Texas and going south of the border, and I'm going to start telling him what he can do with these military planes. The audacity of Judge Boasberg in that moment was unconscionable.
The audacity of a federal judge in the federal 100%. Jurisdiction to make orders related 100%. To the rights of American citizens? What the fuck are you talking 1,000, about? I'm sorry, hold on. Do we need the Gulf of America judges to make the rulings on this? Look, Who would be the one to make the ruling?
I understand you haven't spent 10 seconds in law school, so you don't understand what jurisdiction means.
He has no jurisdiction. Explain jurisdiction. Who would have jurisdiction over that?
Because of lack of venue, he doesn't have jurisdiction.
So then I was right. You need a courthouse that's floating in the Gulf of America that has proper venue and jurisdiction to hear the case? Is that what you need? No. Who has jurisdiction to hear that case?
Tell me.
See how he's doing the insults now? He has no argument. Who has the jurisdiction then? Which court hears that case? Which court hears that case?
One name after another.
Which court hears the case? Which court hears the case?
Destiny, please.
That would be, it would probably be a district court in Texas where it flies out of.
No, it doesn't have to be a district court in Texas. You don't know where they fly out of.
Counselor Destiny's coming here telling me it doesn't have to be there. Well, apparently Supreme Court thought you're wrong. Maybe they should consult with you. You know the law far better than everyone else. You're sitting here mocking, saying everyone else is stupid or a liar, blah, 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 and over-talking them when you have no idea how the law actually functions.
Okay, why did the court say that they had to issue it out of Texas, a Texas court had to hear it instead of the D.C. one?
I'm sorry. One more.
Why is that the proper venue versus the D.C. one?
Because it's flying out of Texas.
Okay. What was the issue that the plaintiffs brought up in the D.C. case?
Which D.C. case?
The one that you're talking about.
That's what
where
I'm
they
saying.
Said that the Venezuelans that brought up the case in the eventually it was in front of Boasberg in the D.C. circuit and eventually it was ruled against so that they had to bring it up in Texas instead, right? What was the issue?
And Boasberg got overruled.
Yeah, what were the plaintiffs' issues with that, though?
Because he didn't have jurisdiction.
What were the plaintiffs'...
You're missing the entire point.
It's venue.
You're sitting here...
No, I'm not missing the entire point. You're misleading.
Lack of venue is why he had jurisdiction.
Yes, but the issue was they couldn't choose a proper venue because the people had no notice about where they were being flown out to. issue. That was the whole issue, is that Trump issued this order on a Friday night. The plaintiffs brought it to a court with they could hear it federally. It was a jurisdictionally a federal case, but they had to do it properly in a different venue because the government successfully argued in front of this joke Supreme Court that this was a habeas corpus claim and not an administrative procedures claim, okay? But the issue is that the issue the plaintiffs had was that they didn't even know. Well, hold on,
you gotta let him respond, please. He lost his teammate. His teammate decided that, you know, whatever. I don't know.
If it would have been a Texas court could have turned the planes around?
Good logic. Please go ahead.
It's an interesting legal question as to whether or not they've.
Oh my God! All right, sorry.
You ask me a question, I'm giving you a fair answer. Okay. You ask me a question, I'm giving you an answer. What I'm saying is, you assume that courts are God.
I assume the courts can tell you what the law is. I'm sorry. Trump is God to you.
The Constitution. No, I don't think Trump is God. I think Trump is very fallible. I think he made a lot of mistakes. Perhaps, arguably, that he's not fascistic enough. Because if he was more of a fascist, if he was the fascist that the left claims that he is, if in fact he was, in that case, you wouldn't have Sarah Brechtman dead right now, right? The reason this guy's here, I'm going to try to bring this back to the actual conversation, to the premise that we have here. Why is this guy here in this country? Everyone loves to say that Trump's court in April actually approved and gave him asylum. Mm-hmm. But the reason they ended up giving him asylum is because the way the law was built and baked specifically by the Biden administration was that unless this guy had committed fraud or some crime after he got here that he was convicted in a court of law for, they had to grant him the asylum. So they basically made it. They brought in all these millions of people, and in Operation and the OAW of where they basically say, "Hey, we're going to bring in all of these Afghanis." They basically and then they assigned them temporary protected status. What they basically said is, "We're going to fast track you to getting you legalized here without any vetting, and then we're just going to basically say, oh, okay, you now can apply, and it's going to be impossible for a court to remove you because based on the way the law is written, and you have to follow what the law says, on what the law is written." Yeah, he does.
So Trump had no issue flying these people to Venezuela, some of which have been brought back now. He had no issue doing any of that, but he was forced to grant asylum to this guy?
First and foremost, like I said, Boesburg did not have jurisdiction. You're trying to deflect over to that whole Boesburg situation.
No, you literally what I'm said saying Trump to you has is, to follow the law. When you were just talking about how Trump doesn't have to follow the law, like 10 minutes ago.
No. The only reason that Sarah Beckstrom is dead is because he's not a fascist. Because if he was a fascist,
why was that guy even there?
Because Biden set up that it was impossible to legally remove him. He set up that it was impossible to legally remove him. That's my point. Let me just finish this point. That if Trump was the fascist he was and he wants all these people gone, he would have ignored the law and say, I don't care what the law says, I'm deporting them. But he hasn't been doing that.
He literally did that when he invoked the Alien Enemies Act.
He did, but my point is, every single time, instead, what would a fascist do? A fascist would basically take his military and have them do what he wants. Instead, he tries to work within the confines of the law. Now, you don't like the way he tries to work within
you
the confines
just
of the law.
Trump using the military.
You gotta let him finish. Please.
Well, he keeps
cutting
off like six different points. They're all contradictory. Like, can we not jump in and tell him what he's doing?
I'll
give you uninterrupted time as soon as he's done. My God, you guys are making me. Okay. Sorry.
You have like a little notepad everything so I can see all his different points and remember which ones are the dumb ones I have to respond to.
All right. All you have is trying to disparage me without actually refuting a single thing I say, which I take that as a compliment. Now,
to be clear, we've refuted tons of things, right? You haven't given a single example of anybody conducting himself the way that Trump has, correct? You conceded that point entirely.
That what?
That nobody has ordered their DOJ around like Donald Trump has. Nobody's done that. You can't give a single example of that. It's unprecedented.
No, what Trump does is he does with transparency. He does it publicly. No, it's a conversation.
Wait, is my thing lagging? Did somebody just ask if Trump was transparent or public? I didn't hear that. So I don't know who you're talking to right now. I said, is there any example of anybody ordering their DOJ around like Trump does? And you just said you mumbled something about transparent. I don't know what you're talking about. Do you have any examples of that?
Because I don't know what conversations are happening.
Why can't you just say no? Why can't you just say no? There are no examples. Trump is acting in an unprecedented manner.
I don't know that it is.
He's assuming that every other
then why haven't you then why can't you provide a single example if this is so common? Give me a single example of another president ordering their DOJ like this to arrest particular political opponents.
Soypel just gave you the answer. He just told you what I said, that you pretend that I didn't answer, but he understood what I was saying.
Okay.
No, yeah, but that's a stupid point. I was summarizing your stupid point. It's still
okay. Well, you can disagree with me.
Okay.
But like,
so can you say? That, so you say there are no examples.
I can't imagine. I can't look into every single government document. Therefore, I can't say for certain that no one has done what Trump has done. Even though Trump is the only one we know who has actually done it. That's what you're saying.
He's the only one who tells you what he's going to do before he does it. He tells you by True Social, which you can.
Does Donald Trump know about the existence of aliens?
I don't know what you're trying to go to.
Well, I don't know. I mean, like, he hasn't said it publicly, so like, I can only assume that it must maybe be true that every president knows about the existence of aliens, and we can all just operate under that assumption instead of no, because we have zero evidence of it, and there would be no reason to assume it's true, right?
I have no idea where you're going here. I have no idea where
you're
going.
You're assuming that every other president has maybe done just as bad as what Trump has done with the DOJ, only because they've done it clandestinely.
There's indicia of that.
Okay, what's one example?
When you refute the indicia, which I said, if you're weaponizing your tax agency, you think you're not weaponizing your DOJ? That's the first place you go let's harass them with taxes?
There's not even that, but we're not talking about the IRS. I'm talking about the Department of Justice, whereas the President of the United States told the Department of Justice on who to prosecute. You can just say there's no examples of it in the public record.
What's Jack Smith?
Jack Smith was a special counsel that was appointed by the Attorney General.
Yeah, but who's Attorney General work for?
The Attorney General didn't communicate, but because you say who does he work for? That's
who does
not,
he work for? It,
the American people. The Attorney General is appointed by the President of the United States. The AG does not take orders from the President on who to prosecute.
Really? Really? Then why Merrick Garland just decide to appoint someone? Why did they not go through the normal confirmation process with Jack Smith? So much so that the case in Florida got tossed out because he didn't have jurisdiction to actually bring the case.
The case in Florida got tossed out because Thomas wrote some incredibly stupid thing about how Jack Smith wasn't legally appointed or whatever. It was the only special prosecutor who wasn't legally appointed. But the reality is why would he even need that special prosecutor when Merrick Garland himself could just go after Donald Trump? And also, this is all a pivot. Just say you can't give an example of somebody going after a political opponent like Donald Trump has.
No, what I'm saying is that if you're going after people with your IRS, you're certainly going after them with your DOJ.
So no, you can't. Can you name any executive orders besides the ones written by Trump that have targeted particular people?
Okay, so I'll explain to the law, and I say, can you refute the law? And then when you try refuting, I'll say, so no, you can't. You see, that's not you're trying to win an argument rather than make a point.
There are no presidents in U.S. history that have given direct instructions to their attorney generals to go after political opponents, even naming out the unqualified prosecutor that they want to use, the unappointed, unconfirmed one, the unconfirmed prosecutor to use to go
you
after them.
Do you think Mark Kelly is a political pivot?
No, I mean, do you see this pivot?
I'm asking a question what you just said. I'm not pivoting. I'm asking a question what you just said. What you just said
Donald Trump's Truth Social, where he says that Pam Bondi needs to go after three people. He names,
his political opponents?
Yes.
They're a threat to him? Are they a threat to him?
No, they made him mad because he's a narcissist.
No, so I'm saying, so they're not his political opponents. They're just people made him mad.
Yes. Those are politically. They're his political opponents. Yes.
Why? No. What makes them a political opponent? Political opponent is someone who you're actually, you know, competing with in politics.
No political opponents because he's the president of the United States and no one else is running for his office anymore? What a stupid argument that you're trying to make right now. Trump targeted people on a political basis, not on a prosecutor, broke the law. And you can't give me any examples of anybody else doing anything even remotely similar. You can't. You have none.
Do I have to have timers in this shit, right? Do I have to have 1 minute for one side, 1 minute for the other? I hoped we could have like an actual back and forth conversation, but
I actually don't mind the way he's been trying to cut me off. I do think he actually makes his argument sound weaker when he's trying to desperately say, you're saying nothing, you're stupid, you're saying nothing, you're stupid, rather than actually trying to make a point back.
Make a point. You can't give example. You were pointing this IRS thing that led to no criminal charges. Even Donald Trump's own DOJ didn't pursue anything more after that.
I also pointed to Biden's DOJ trying to prosecute him.
This is on topic. Trust me. Somebody trying to prosecute you doesn't mean that you're being politically hunted. It's because he broke the law flagrantly and openly. Yes.
So much so that the ones you actually got convictions on, no one can even understand what law he broke.
I'm talking about the Mar-a-Lago cases. And guess what? There are more convictions than there were in any IRS bullshit you're bringing up, right?
You tell me, Destiny, if it's so obvious, if everything there was so crystal clear, why did they not bother going through the normal confirmation process with Jack?
This is completely irrelevant to the question. The fact that they even used a special counsel shows that Biden is not directly ordering his attorney general.
But he wasn't an actual special counsel. That's my point. He was just an extension of Garland, who's an extension of Biden.
Okay.
They pretended it
so did
was,
Biden did Biden
they,
order this? Did Biden order this? Did
one.
Biden order this?
I have no idea if Biden. I don't
so
know,
then we're not, not on topic. We're not even talking about this. So maybe Merrick Garland is the deep state secret agent.
No, what I'm saying is I don't think Biden himself do it, but I definitely think people who work for him in the Oval Office, who are the ones who are controlling his automatic pen, yeah. I think those people are the ones who are controlling Merrick Garland and Jack Smith.
What 100%. Is the evidence we have right now so far of the auto pen? Just curious. Not the one that Trump got caught using, but the one that Biden was supposedly using. What's the evidence we have
now,
for that?
Now you're going. My point is, you're asking me if Biden did it. I'm saying
you
the
just
Oval
made a
Office
another
did.
Bullshit claim.
Know.
Oh, who told Merrick Garland then? Since you seem to know this, just tell us. You have nothing. Everything you say is a lie. How many people were convicted? You said that Donald Trump's 34 felonies and convictions were bullshit. How many people were convicted over the Obama tax fraud stuff? How many people got convicted from that? Keeping in mind that Donald Trump was the next. The answer is zero. So this isn't even remotely equivalent because that whole case was bullshit. Everybody knew it.
So now you're living in the naive world where you think that if you can, that because no one prosecuted folks from the Obama administration, that means everything there was 100% above board.
It was investigated and there were no charges recommended. And Donald Trump was the next president and he investigated and he didn't recommend.
No charges brought against Hillary for when
Hillary didn't break the law.
That she did.
Hillary didn't break any laws.
I don't even think you believe that.
I know that.
I'm
pretty sure that's. What law do you think she broke?
You didn't hold that position 8 years ago.
What law did she break? What did she break? What was the proof that she was intentionally retaining classified material? Like Donald Trump was at Mar-a-Lago. You at least acknowledge that Donald Trump was intentionally retaining classified material at Mar-a-Lago. He knew it was there, and he knew it wasn't supposed to be there, and he hid it from investigators
I think he intentionally held documents in Mar-a-Lago.
Okay, that's good. And obstructed
the
investigation.
That's the first thing you said. I don't know if he legally obstructed it, but I can hear an argument. I actually thought that of all the cases that they brought against him, the Mar-a-Lago case probably had the most sound legal footing.
Okay, so if he's willing to admit it, it was a slam dunk. What did Hillary do that was obviously and clearly against the law?
We can go into Hillary, but this is really flying far afield. My point is the only reason I brought up Hillary was not to devolve into a whole conversation as to her illegal conduct. The point was that no matter how nefarious people are, if you're in Washington and you're a Democrat, you're not going to get prosecuted for it, and you'll never get convicted. There's no way you're going to get convicted.
What happened to Hunter Biden? What happened to Hunter Biden?
Hunter Biden was a gift,
Pivot? Do you do this now? I'm just curious, like person. Is this an ordinary mental process for you? Do you have to think about how hard you pivot from everything?
Was Hunter Biden convicted of
two different crimes?
No, he was pleading,
which is counts as a conviction.
You can't get a jury to do it.
What are you?
You can't get a jury to do it.
Then
you
why? Wait, if you couldn't get a jury to do it, then why did he take a plea deal? Wait, if he knew he was going to beat every jury, then why did he take the plea deal?
What is the difference legally between a conviction by plea deal and a conviction by jury?
He's trying to make the argument that the jury wouldn't convict because everybody's so biased and he can't get a fair trial anywhere because all the Democrats love everybody in D.C.
No, not anywhere.
Then why?
Not anywhere.
So then why did he take a plea deal if he knew he would always beat the jury because they love Democrats so much?
Because the entire point of the Hunter Biden prosecution was to try and give cover that there was some legitimacy to the Trump prosecutions. That's why. That's the only reason they didn't.
So
the first place.
Comey
and, also
and
knew,
Jim Jordan
and also
were
knew,
all on board with the Democratic Party here. What evidence do you have of this?
What does that mean? No, what I'm saying.
Wait, do you have any evidence of this?
100. What do you mean? Do I have any evidence?
A
of this?
Single
they didn't bring
shred
the most
of
serious
evidence.
Charges. They didn't bring the most serious
why
charges.
Why not? Why not?
Because it wasn't a real prosecution.
Yes, because it was a bullshit Republican talking point. Yeah, I agree. Started by who started that? Who started the whole sham prosecution into Hunter Biden? It was Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani. Why do you think he was impeached?
It should have been a real prosecution.
It wasn't, though, because the confidential informant that started off that whole prosecution lied about everything. Donald Trump and Giuliani literally made phone calls to Zelensky begging him to announce the sham prosecution. That's why it went nowhere. It was bullshit from the very start.
Okay.
Are we actually going back to 2018?
Oh, just real quick. Soypill's been wanting in.
Sorry. Go ahead.
I want to make sure
I want to restart the debate a little bit. The whole reason we're talking about all this Trump bullshit is because we're talking about how he has fostered the environment for inflamed rhetoric and violence and all this other stuff. And it seems like you're willing to get on your knees and defend literally anything that he did. So can you, other than not being fascist enough, is there a single thing you think Trump has done to contribute to the inflammatory, violent nature and rhetoric of what's going on right now?
I definitely think of things that he's done wrong during this administration. But as far as him inflaming it,
rhetoric.
I mean, I would think that some of the things he says definitely gets people angry. So if to that extent, I would think that, yeah,
okay, that sounds like the charitable, well, you're triggered. I'm saying, does he do something wrong that is contributing to the violent nature and the tensions in this country? Because that's like the first axiom of this whole National Guard thing. We're never going to move past it if you can't admit that he's at least done that.
I don't think he sits there trying. Well, let me think that through.
Okay, so like after Charlie,
I want to think through. I'm bailing
him out right now. So
no, I don't need you. I need you to bail me out.
Okay, the last thing I need is for you to bail me out.
Yeah, I think that some of the things he says is designed to troll. So I think that a fair claim can be made that definitely amps up the rhetoric.
I don't know why every single like horrible thing Trump does, you have to lube up so it'll fit into your mouth. So what I'm saying is, Charlie Kirk got blasted.
See, if you were less filthy, I'd have more respect for you.
Maybe we could have a real conversation.
If you were less filthy, I would have more respect for you. I can have a real conversation with you.
I have zero respect for you, so I'm not going to be less filthy. Can we talk, please? Can I talk? Because I've been listening to this.
Okay, so you can sit there pretending that you're going somewhere here.
Everyone stop. Good logic, finish, and then Soypill can finish.
I didn't finish. She interrupted me.
No, what I'm simply saying is that I might have no respect for you, but I'm still going to at least fake it.
Why?
Because I was bred by two parents.
I don't care about your personal life.
I was bred by two parents who actually taught me how to engage in discourse. You're not winning an argument if you're just calling me some dick sucker or whatever stupid childish word you want
to
throw at me.
To the point I'm making, it is clear you're a dick suck. I want to make an actual logical statement afterwards. Okay.
That's not actually making a point.
Yeah. Well,
you're not making a point.
You interrupted me before I got to the logical part.
Well, you would get there a lot faster if you wouldn't waste everyone's time by trying to show that you're such a man that you can use words that are used by fifth graders.
Do you look at me and tell me that I'm trying to appear as such a man? Tell me that, please.
Touche. Touche. Yeah.
Can I will agree with good logic here. Hold on. Sorry, Phil. Can you please stop trying to act like Donald Trump does on social media every single day that good logic thinks is epic and hilarious? Thank you.
Yeah, sorry about that. No, yeah, so when Donald Trump said after the Kirk shooting, and we didn't know anything at all about the shooter, and said, this is the left, they're coming for you, they're violent, we're going to stop them, we're going to root out this evil in our country, called Democrats pests, this was not, he trolled, this was not, he said things that made people mad, this was him inflaming the rhetoric. Would you agree with that?
I think he was speaking out of fury.
Speaking out of fury to inflame the rhetoric, that's what...
No, it's not. You're saying that his objective is to inflame the rhetoric.
No, he never said that. You can inflame the rhetoric without
being
intentional.
You're saying that's why. And I'm saying, I don't think that's...
What is this standard? Hold on. I'm not saying it's okay. No one said it was okay. We asked if it was inflaming the rhetoric. You don't have to intend to inflame the rhetoric to inflame the rhetoric.
Well, you said the reason he did it was to inflame the rhetoric.
No, I think he just asked if it did inflame the rhetoric.
Well, we can go back to the tape if you want.
Well, ask that question. Sorry, Bill. Do you think... Sorry, let's pretend he said that. Did it inflame the rhetoric?
Possibly.
Oh, my God.
Wait, possibly, like, I can only know if I see the secret documents that the previous presidents are hiding and will never reveal? Or possibly, like, yeah, probably, but I haven't looked at the polling afterwards or how the entire right reacted to his statements.
Possibly in the sense that I don't think it's something that's really calculable.
Then nothing is calculable, right?
Well, can I ask?
In what way is it inflamed? What was it at? What is it measured?
You're a follower of Donald Trump, you feel like you have invulnerability from the laws because you know that Donald Trump will pardon you if you commit crimes on his behalf or if you commit violence on his behalf, because he said that when the right commits violence, it's righteous, and when the left commits violence, it's just them being unhinged.
You're saying it inflamed the rhetoric. How did that manifest into any damage? Tell me who was harmed because of what he said. Tell me one person who was harmed since Charlie Kirk by the left. That you're saying that he's making such a dangerous circumstance. So you tell me the person on the left who's been victimized because of that tweet or the entire...
The whole country has been victimized. What do you mean?
Tell me one person who actually went out there and did anything violent because of something Trump ever said.
Any of the left doing violent stuff against any conservative. The left-leaning people committing violence can be attributed to some extent to what the right-leaning president says. You don't think you can inflame violence against people on the other side?
So when he says that the left is deliriously deranged and dangerous, That now is inflaming the left and justifies them actually manifesting that by going out and killing people.
Did Biden ever say anything like that? I didn't say justify. Why did you add that word? Where did justifies come from? Is the other person in the call again that I can't hear?
I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
Did I ever say it justified the left being violent? Hold on. I just want, just to be clear, let crystal clear, so the court reporter can hear, get it on the record. You don't think that the president of the United States can say things that would incite the other side to violence? You don't think the president of the United States can do that? He doesn't have that power? When he speaks, only his own side hears him?
Your point is that he's
amping up
the
rhetoric.
Why can't
he ever answer a question? Holy shit.
I don't understand your point.
You just can't answer a question. It's a simple question. Let me rephrase. Can a guy say mean thing that even the guy's enemies think is a really mean thing and makes them do bad things? Is that possible?
And you think it's more likely they listen to him than to the
I don't
people.
Even understand what's happening. It's got to be intentional. It has to be intentional.
I got to translate because I think...
Don't translate what I'm saying. I'm going to start screaming racial slurs. He knows exactly what I'm saying. It's a game.
Wait,
this is a game.
That's a perfect
example. Oh, no.
Flaw logic. Get this. All right. If you're it's a white guy and a black guy, and they're having an argument, and the white guy busts out the N-word, do you think that's turning up the rhetoric? Because it might make the other guy more angry. So the white guy's not getting more angry, but he has turned up the rhetoric, right, by introducing this horrible slur. Is that possible that you can inflame the other side?
That's theoretically possible. I think it's a childish perspective to believe that's actually what happens.
You don't think that's ever
I think
happened.
That's childish. I think that's a very, very childish perspective.
Then what?
Saying,
what's the number? What's the
I
left
think,
turning
I think
up the rhetoric
an
then?
Idiot to actually think. I think you'd be an idiot to actually think that that's what happened. And I was giving you the benefit of the doubt that you were not quite that stupid, that you think that after all the hate that they've been ratcheting up against President Trump and the right, actually, before Trump even came along, that they've been ratcheting up since 2008, that they've been ratcheting up against the right, saying that they're Nazis, they're fascists, and they're misogynists, and they're transphobes.
It's cringe when wokies do it, and it's cringe when conservatives do it.
You're doing it right now.
Go ahead.
You're still doing it right now. You think that after decades of the left basically screaming about how evil everyone on the right is on, that you think that when he sends out a tweet saying how deranged and seriously dangerous the left is, that is what makes them now act deranged and delirious? How stupid do you have to be to think that his words are what's influencing him in any measurable way at all? Could it theoretically, so to answer your ridiculously stupid, childish question, could it theoretically have an impact? Yes. Would any reasonable person think that, yes, now that's why they're violent? All of a sudden, now they're violent? You have to be a moron beyond belief to actually think that's true.
Okay, let's say that everything you just said
was
true.
What turn off the rhetoric in your mind.
Or I'm curious, what do you think do you acknowledge that Republicans have been calling the everybody on the left commies and socialists for decades? All throughout Obama's term, he was called a communist and a socialist. Do you acknowledge that?
Yes.
Okay. Who were like the number one enemies of America for the prior 70 years when they were calling Obama a communist?
No, when they were calling him a communist, communism was not that big a threat at that point. At that point, Islam was a much bigger threat.
Do you think Nazis are a big threat?
Okay, yeah, then cool. Then what was a more recent threat, communists or fascists in the world?
I think that when you're calling someone the most evil person
ever, he
realized
he just walked himself in the dumbest trap in the universe.
No.
He's been dead for 80 years. I mean, he's not that big of a deal.
Oh, no, that's so awkward. I feel so awkward for you, bro. You're just supposed to cringe.
I'm done?
Good logic. You respond, please.
Yeah, there's a very big difference. No, the public does not recognize communism for the danger that it is. They don't recognize socialism for the danger it is. You don't take offense at being called a socialist. You embrace it.
Which political party did we ban? Was it the USA Communist Party?
I would take offense at being called a socialist or communist.
What did it call? Was it the Brown Scare that we had?
You embrace that term. Do you not embrace the term socialist?
Me? No. And it doesn't matter if you embrace it or not. Black people call themselves the N-word. I can't go around and call them the N-word and say, well, you guys embrace it, don't you? What a stupid point.
But what I'm saying is, so it's not a slur if I call you something that you happily admit you are.
It absolutely is. If you called me a faggot, I wouldn't assume that you're saying it as a term of endearment. What are you talking about? Hold on. What do you mean? Just because somebody says something about themselves like this doesn't mean that it all of a sudden doesn't become a slur on the other side says it. Also, in the era of Obama, we just spent the whole 60-whatever years in the whole Cold War. How are you trying to pretend like communism wasn't the number one threat to the United States? What was the Cuban Missile Crisis about? You don't think every single American...
I'll quote Obama himself. I'll answer you by quoting Obama himself. The 1980s are calling in their foreign policy. They want their foreign policy back. No one was worried about socialism and communism in 2012.
Then why were they calling him a communist as an insult?
Because it wasn't as an insult. They were saying he's a threat. They weren't saying that he's an insult.
Oh, so it's a description.
He's a danger to capitalism.
And what do you do? What do you do to communist dangers of capitalism? What do we just spent the past 60 years doing? The dangers of capitalism.
Why do you think we call people fascist or Nazi? Do you think it's because we're insulting them?
No, I think it is considered, but it's considered an insult because if you're embracing socialists and I call you a socialist, I might mean it as an offense. I might look at it as
Donald Trump
thing.
Should be more fascist. Do you think that's embracing fascism a little bit?
No, I'm saying I don't think. By the way, what I'm saying is, if he were more fascist, we would be in a less dangerous situation.
True, because all the enemies would be dead by now. True.
I don't want him to be a fascist. What I'm saying is the reason he's having these problems is because he's bending over backwards to try and work within the binds of the Constitution.
You can't really believe this.
Literally ran on. Let's try to ignore all of the judges. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? When did he say that?
JD Vance saying let's ignore all the judges when he was running for president.
He did the Andrew Jackson meme quote.
I'm not sure what. The
Supreme Court has made its ruling. Now let's see them try to enforce it. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, no, he was
saying. Where he said, like, let's ignore the courts because the courts are saying things that go against us and our agenda when he was running for president. I'm sorry. I'm assuming you voted for Trump. I would probably.
JD Vance, I think you're an idiot if you think Vance ran for president. I don't even know what you're trying to say.
He was just the vice president, bro. Can we go back to Hunter Biden now? Oh my God.
Okay.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
On an agenda of let's ignore judge rulings so that we can get our agenda done. Do you know this, or are you completely made up of it?
That's completely. Do you want me to?
I'll send you the quote.
That's okay. All right. Okay. Good.
Okay.
Well, have fun.
I want to try for the third time and maybe the final time. Right, the third time, the final time. To please bring us back on topic. Good logic. So, if Trump is not to blame here, right, and you feel that, as I understand, he has no culpability in this, I guess I'll ask this. Do you think that the Democrats have any, or Democrat politicians or any specifics, have any culpability in what happened to the National Guard in D.C.? Why or why not? Go ahead.
I think that bringing people in here without vetting them, I think that that's a serious problem. You're creating a dangerous situation. We've seen the repercussions in countless dead people for that would not be here, but for the fact that we decided we're not going to be worried about who's coming in here because we want to try and bring in here as many people as we can. And I think that was part of the Democratic agenda. I think that's one of the things that Trump is trying to rectify. So, yeah, I think the fact that with respect to this particular shooting, because we don't know the motives of the shooter yet, so I think it would be inappropriate for me to tell you the reason he shot was because of policy A, B, C, or D. I know people are saying that he was screaming Allahu Akbar. I don't know what his motivations were. I don't think anyone here knows what his motivations were. But I would say that the continual rhetoric where you're saying that the other side is full of fascists, Nazis, and racists, that is not people you negotiate with. You don't negotiate with fascists and racists. I wouldn't negotiate with a fascist or racist.
Didn't Trump call Democrats fascist? Didn't he call Kamala Harris a fascist?
Mm-hmm. That's very possible. I don't know when.
It's not possible. It's 100%
true. He did. He said that.
Sure. Okay. Yes.
I also link you to the JD Vance quote if you want to read it and educate yourself because you apparently didn't keep up to date with the people you're voting for. But
I keep up to date with people I voted for. I voted for Donald Trump.
Did you know that?
Well, and
like
JD Vance, you voted for both. It's a two-person ticket.
For one reason or another, when I vote, I don't actually look at every single interview that both candidates have with every party.
I might look at
the
very important things about how they're going to conduct themselves as president. Like, hey, ignore the courts. That's a pretty big
thing
for me.
Well, and what we saw is that they haven't. Well, time and again, they haven't.
Yeah, they want
to.
Yeah,
of course they want to. You want to see him. You want to see him dead, but you're not going to kill him.
No, I super don't actually.
You don't want to see. You don't want to see Trump die.
No, I want to see him rot in a jail cell until he dies of old age. But you know, I hope it happens peacefully and patriotically.
Well, you're unlike most of your kin.
Okay.
I'm just saying, assuming that's true, you're unlike most of your kin. My point is, you're sitting here trying to say that some sort of gotcha on me that I don't know he purportedly said something about ignoring judges. What I'm saying is what we've seen.
It's not gotcha. It's like a big hole in your entire like structure of, hey, I voted for this guy who's very explicitly doing his best to do illegal things and doing everything he can to ignore the court.
No, he's not doing illegal things.
Out of the other side of your mouth saying, actually, he's doing everything he can to follow the law, which is just blatantly
true. He has been. He has 100% been doing that because he could have just said, F you, I'm doing what I want. And he hasn't.
Whenever that's basically there's an order, what he's done, to be clear, right? Everybody knows that.
It's whenever there's been an order, you know, I'll tell you this much. Does he try to find loopholes in what they say? 100%. He has. Mm. He has. But that's very, there's a very, there's a very significant difference. The very significant difference is that's the difference between following a constitution and fascism. So despite the fact that you guys keep calling him a fascist, he has not been a fascist. If he had been a fascist, his life probably would have been a lot simpler. I'm glad he's not given into that temptation. A lesser man would have.
He gives in every single day. He's the funny thing is it would take a greater man to even be fascist because he's too childlike in his narcissism to even fathom a political ideology. That's why he becomes a cum vessel for every person around him, like Stephen Miller or J.D. Vance or all these other people that are fighting for control of the White House.
Does this really work for you, the whole cum dick sucker?
Does it really work for you to pretend not to know any event ever that goes contrary to your narrative, that when calling people a fascist is the most important thing in the world, you don't know a single time that Trump has said it, even though it's been headline news every time he's done it, but you pretend not to know a single thing about any of it? Is it really crazy that you seem to know every single court order and you want to go and dig into why a special prosecutor may or may not have been legally assigned, but you don't know anything about the DC court saying that, oh, actually the deployment of the National Guard here was actually against the law? Like, I mean, the selective knowledge is fucking epic. Like, keep it up. Seems to work for you.
I do have a question for Destiny.
The issue that you just raised, that on November 20th, that there was an order at the district court. My point is that's an order that's a district court, which did not come out, did not exist at the time that they made the video, and is almost certainly going to be overturned at the next level. So I'm asking you a question now. Do you understand just how dangerous it is to have members of Congress go out there and start advocating just blanketly that if there's an unconstitutional order that you need to, that he's issuing orders, and you do agree that they say over and over again, let's start with this premise. Do you agree that they've said over and over again that there have been unconstitutional orders that Trump and this administration have issued? Do both of you agree with that premise?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so if they've been saying that over and over again, now let's try to figure out how this will practically apply to any member of our military if they actually take to heart the message that those seditious six were throwing out there. So what
I don't know
actually
who the seditious six are. Also, Donald Trump literally pardoned 12 people convicted of seditious conspiracy. I don't know what seditious six. Nobody's been convicted of anything. Donald Trump pardoned.
Seditious six is a reference. It's
a histrionic delusion in your mind. Donald Trump pardoned people convicted of seditious conspiracy, where the seditious conspiracy was to help him, right?
Just real quick, Destiny, you gotta let him ask his question. You've asked plenty of questions.
No, he can't load it. If I'm allowed to load, if I can say 10 racial slurs while asking a question.
No,
I don't.
Okay.
We can go back and forth all he wants.
You always do.
Because I'm responding to the 50 million things. I try to ask a simple yes or no question. He runs off on 50 million. He's out of my jurisdiction to answer these questions. I don't know what DeLulu land he's in when he's talking half the time.
Look, how he answers it is his problem. And you can hold him to account if he fails to answer your question. That's fine. But he's going
to
ask you a question, and we do got
to
give him.
Okay.
He has been gracious to us to come on tonight and to stay, and we appreciate that. And we're going to let him ask you a question now. Go ahead. Good logic. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, the point that I'm making is, what practical impact could this have? You recognize, you've admitted that the seditious six, which I'm using that as a reference to the six people who made that 90-second commercial. The six members of Congress made that commercial. I didn't coin that term. Pete Hegseth used that term. Several people have used that term. I think it's a rather apt term, and they obviously are not convicted of committing sedition, but it's just a way of referencing those six members of Congress. So
here,
now,
can we use your standard then for
he hasn't asked his question yet. You got to let him ask his goddamn question.
His question was, could it lead to something bad? And I'm going to use his standard for Trump's thing.
No.
Action or insubordination that has happened.
Hey, you're answering a question you think he's going to ask, but he hasn't yet asked it. Let him ask it so that even if you can mind read it, the audience might not have your abilities to mind read. So let him ask the question. The audience can hear the question, and then they can hear your response. Great, great, good. Go ahead. Good logic.
Assuming you're a supporter of Alyssa Slotkin, you voted for her, or you voted for one of these other members of the Seditious Six, and you think that they're a very important and significant voice in Congress. So you take what they say to heart, and you're a member of the military. What do you think your reaction is now every time you get an order that is borderline okay, not okay, that's questionable? Maybe it's constitutional, maybe it's not. Do you think that there's going to be
I should hesitate. I've seen this person do potentially illegal things, and I'm going to be extra vigilant about it. But just with your criteria for the Trump inflaming the rhetoric post Charlie Kirk assassination, I'm going to ask you, can you point to a single violent thing that has happened because of the Seditious Six video or anyone who's disobeyed an order in a way that has caused people to get hurt?
No, it's only happened. They only did this 2 weeks ago.
Okay, well, then I will just say probably this could happen, but, you know, it didn't, so.
Oh, okay. No, but since they're setting up a situation that probably could happen, that's sedition. Because what you're looking at in the practical terms here is that there very likely can be orders that some people will think is unconstitutional. Some people will think is not unconstitutional. Even judges may disagree. At the district court level, might be called unconstitutional. At the circuit court level, it'll be overturned, said totally fine. But those orders have to be carried out in the moment by an individual with a limited time frame and very limited knowledge of the law. So instead of them being able to focus on it, now this Slotkin supporter, this Mark Kelly supporter, who's in the military and is holding the yaw of some fighter plane and has to decide what they're going to do, now has that going through their head. That makes for a much more dangerous situation for an action that a court later on, very likely, very, very plausibly, will actually say was constitutional. So now what these seditious six have done is they've made a very dangerous, hostile situation way more dangerous.
You understand, you understand that, like, it might be a good chilling effect that people in the military might ignore orders from a fascist president, right? I'm only using fascist president because that's the nickname a lot of people have given him, right? But you understand that that might be a good chill. Not all chilling effects are bad, right? It might be that we do want our military soldiers. Maybe that's why it's even in the military code of conduct. Maybe that's why when you were at Abu Ghraib, you couldn't just say, a military commander told me to do this, and you could still be held accountable. Maybe it's good that our U.S. soldiers are thinking about these things. No?
No.
It
could never happen.
Next question. Wait, Donald Trump. I just wanted to just be clear. Then you can say even more if you want. Donald Trump pardoned some of the only people ever convicted in U.S. history of seditious conspiracy that were trying to help him overturn an election. Right? You acknowledge that Donald Trump literally pardoned all of those people, right?
Were those actually charges? Seditious conspiracy?
They were convictions. Yes, on seditious conspiracy.
Convictions of it was seditious. Which people were convicted?
The 12. You don't even. No, holy shit! What do you even? What do you read? What is your Twitter feed? Is it Elon Musk just? Whatever random right-wing conservative news down your throat every morning?
I know Enrico Tarra got very serious charges. I just wasn't sure it was seditious conspiracy.
It was.
Okay. Right. So you acknowledge Donald Trump pardoned all of them of seditious conspiracy. The only time people...
Why is that a problem?
Well, I don't know. I'm just curious. You say sedition is really bad? You think sedition is like one of the worst things that could ever possibly happen? And Donald Trump has now demonstrated that if you commit a seditious conspiracy, but it's to help him, to help Donald Trump maintain power, that he'll reward you for it. He'll pardon you for those charges ultimately.
No, that's a reward. That's not a reward. It's simply he said, I'm not going to let you face punishment.
Not being in jail for 20 years is not a reward.
No, what I'm saying is I think that he looked at all those prosecutions as if they were persecutions.
Okay, so how does that change what I said? So maybe you could commit sedition as long as it was for Trump because he'll think it's always been a persecution and either Trump or the Republicans will bail you out.
Oh, I don't think they committed sedition. That's what I was talking about.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you don't even know the charges. I know you're not familiar with the indictments. You have no idea what any of these guys even did, clearly. And it doesn't, it doesn't really matter what you think because a jury of peers disagreed with you and they were convicted. So it doesn't really matter, okay? Could people think if they were pardoned of seditious conspiracy, wouldn't that be like the number one green light to commit sedition? If you know the president of the United States is going to bail you out if you do it and somebody tries to hold you accountable for it, more than six random Congress people saying something about don't ignore unlawful orders?
Your question is that... by him pardoning someone for sedition, that the impact of that is that people will engage in sedition, confident that even if they get convicted, Trump will pardon them.
Yes.
Is that? And where lay out how this would actually unfold?
Well, maybe somebody might
I'm
try
talking,
to.
I'm sure.
Maybe somebody. I can lay it out. Unfold. Maybe somebody like Tina Peters might try to help rig an election and think that she's doing the right thing the whole time. Maybe somebody like Mike Lindell might do things to try to help people win an election in defamatory ways. Maybe Fox News or people at that news network might try to help him win an election in defamatory ways that would help them be civilly liable because they see that as long as Trump wins, he'll forgive them of everything. Like Ashley Babbitt her family was awarded some multi-million-dollar payout, even though she clearly was breaking the law and clearly got shot for justifiable reasons. Or maybe he'll pardon everybody or give you some other kind of payout. Somebody else was just given a big payout from the federal government who was involved with I would argue seditious stuff. Like, well, how do you not see this as being a direct, when you literally have a lot of the J6ers that were convicted literally said they were there because they thought Donald Trump would save them. Like, this has actually happened. It's not a hypothetical. It's actually happened.
The point to that last part was But so I'm not sure even why you're asking this question, other than to say that there could be a ramification from him issuing a pardon, that now because he issued a pardon, other people will commit sedition in the future to try and help him. Is that the point you're trying to get to?
It's the most toothless way of reforming my point, and you've removed so much from it that, yeah, you're going to, but you're about to say something really stupid like, oh, should all pardons be made illegal now?
You're so bad at guessing what I'm going to say.
Yeah, it's usually dumber than even I can fathom. Go ahead.
Let him speak. Yeah, go
ahead. I thought you were good at this.
I thought you were a lawyer.
Is it possible that it can have that impact?
Sure. That wasn't my question. Possible. It's already had that impact. People have already committed crimes with the expectation that Trump would be there to save them, and he did.
That's pretty wild.
That they said that?
So you're saying, no, that's pretty wild that you're saying in 2020, when he's the outgoing president, that they're going out there and that they're going to engage in sedition, which, frankly, you named one person, Enrico Tarrio, who you're saying was convicted of sedition conspiracy, and I'll assume that that's correct, that he actually was. But the thousands of people who were there, they're not charged with sedition conspiracy.
Because they weren't plotting and planning ahead of time like these like the Oath Keepers were and like the Proud Boys were.
So what I'm saying is you're talking about one person here who was found guilty of engaging in sedition conspiracy.
It was dozens. Well, the people that were, I think it was only 12 for the sedition
conspiracy. You gave me Enrico Tarrio. Yeah, that's why
there were at least four other Oath Keepers that were convicted. I'm pretty sure in the initial batch there were like seven or eight people.
You agree with me though that the thousand or so roughly convictions, all the thousand, you know, the hordes of people that he commuted their sentence, they were not charged with seditious conspiracy, right?
No, it was Enrico Tarrio, Joseph Briggs, Zachary Real, Ethan Nordine, Stuart Rhodes, Kelly Meggs, and we can keep going, but like it was a bunch of people. Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm saying is as far as the people who expected him to save them when they're doing something illegal. Was it those dozen people?
Everybody that marched on the Capitol.
A few weeks before he said, Proud Boys, stand back and stand by. Yeah, those people. We're talking about those people.
Well, but everybody that went to the Capitol expected Trump would bail them out, which he did.
He did or didn't?
He did.
He did. But he pardoned
all of them.
He didn't until 2025.
Well, they thought he was going to win the election in 2020. That's what they were there for, was to help coup the election. No one thought what?
Nobody thought that. No one thought that was going to happen.
Why were they protesting on January 6th? Why were they protesting on the day of January 6th?
They were trying to forestall in order for there to be a count. But you're telling me that they're going there.
Account for what? What would the count have done?
No, they wanted him to win. But you're telling me that they went in there marching, expecting that they were going to be successful and that he's going to save them?
Correct.
That's pretty stupid. That's so stupid. The reason it's so stupid is because there's two possibilities. They're successful, in which case he's president and they're not charged, or they're unsuccessful, in which case he's not president and they're charged and he's not there to save them. So what I'm saying is your whole premise here as to what their expectations were is illogical. It doesn't make any sense at all.
It totally makes sense because you're assuming that the only way you could be saved from a prosecution is via a pardon, but the fact that if you were to win as president, they just wouldn't be charged, period, seems to hold a lot of water. They would just not have been charged. Also, the fact that when he was elected president later, he pardoned them regardless.
If that was his objective and they were banking on that, why didn't he pardon them before they were even charged on January 19th?
He might not have known that he could. Well, at that point, he probably just didn't give a fuck. He didn't give a fuck about any of them. He didn't win his shit. He got grumpy and dumpy and he packed up all his bullshit to go to Mar-a-Lago and he fucking left.
So you're saying he didn't care about them, but now you're saying that he did care about them.
I never said he did or didn't care about them. The argument, very clearly, try to keep track of it. The argument is I'm being crystal clear. Let me do this one more time and I can downgrade it to second grade language if that's what you need, okay? If the fact of the matter is that Donald Trump has conducted himself, the fact of the matter is that Donald Trump conducts himself and his policy in a way that encourages people to break the law on his behalf, up to and including things like seditious conspiracy. People did break the law on his behalf, including up to and including seditious conspiracy, and he did pardon those people for doing crimes up to and including seditious conspiracy. And the people that were convicted while they were in court were saying things like, I was here and did this because Donald Trump told me to be.
And the point that you're getting at here is therefore, because we're coming back to the premise, therefore, the Seditious Six is what we start, launch this whole thing. Therefore, they're okay with basically weakening our military.
I don't think they're weakening.
That's your point.
I don't think that our military, keeping in mind that they can't follow unlawful orders from a president who is using the military against his own population, his own citizenry, I think it's totally fine for them to keep that in mind. And I would hope they would. The response that you should have, and the reason why you fascist fucks don't have this response, your response should be, oh, they're telling us to follow the law. LOL, who cares? Trump doesn't issue any unlawful orders. Easy, boom. And then just go on to the next thing. But the reason why you're so worried about it is because you know that he's issued a ton of fucked up commands. That murdering those civilians off the coast of Venezuela was fucked up. And you know that using the military against your own citizens is insanely fucked up. And if Obama did it, you'd already be dead from a heart attack, or your head would have fucking exploded, and you would already be off this planet. There's no way you guys would have survived Obama forcibly deploying the National Guard against his own citizens against the will of the governors.
Okay. I have to
sorry, I'm done.
Use the restroom, be good for like the
God, chaos is gonna ensue.
No, please don't. Please, no slurs. I will be right back. But good logic. I'm gonna give you the mic.
I'll try to dial back the slurs while you're gone. Yeah. What were you saying?
So we were talking about how you're kind of forgiving every single thing Trump does. And if we want to recenter this,
I'm not forgiving everything he does.
Just most of it or all of it, or, you know, lubing it up.
What I'm saying is no, because you have to deal with a practical perspective. Do you not appreciate the fact that if you're sitting in the military, you basically they're trying to talk to the military, telling them what to do. You're agreeing with that. So if they're telling the military what to do, now let's put that into practical effect.
They're repeating what's already law. They're repeating the law. Say that. They're repeating the law.
In the context of he's issuing illegal orders.
They're repeating the law.
Which is saying, no, they're not. They're not just simply repeating the law.
They are.
Okay, can we imagine a hypothetical world where you think that President Obama has done something illegal and someone tells someone else that I think he's done something illegal and you don't follow, like, illegal orders? Is this, like, a possible good faith thing that someone
could do? They already did it with the assassination overseas. They just did it earlier.
Oh, okay, yeah. Is that something? Let's take the assassination overseas. Let's assume that was illegal, right? Like reminded someone in the military that this was illegal, would that be like sedition?
Why don't we have a productive conversation, a little more productive, by not making it less personal, and we'll just deal with President X, who's the president in 2050. Right. What we
president,
want to happen in that
President
X, and it could be Republican or it could be Democrat. We don't know. What is a healthy way to proceed in this particular scenario?
Pat Buchanan is about to do something extrajudicial, and you and I both believe that. Is it seditious for us to remind
John Doe.
People of the
John,
military
yeah, right.
that this okay. is an illegal order?
That's dangerous. I think that's very dangerous.
So we can't criticize
any
president our president.
Does anything annoying, we can't criticize it.
Jesus
that's
Christ.
That's the standard you're setting right now?
I want you to just think about this for a second. I mean, let's pretend it's president Democrat, okay?
Okay, all right.
Now I want you to just pretend for a second that now you have people... Now you have Republican Senator X and Republican Senator Y who are coming out there now and basically saying he's issuing unconstitutional orders. You need to disregard them. Now, these orders may or may not be unconstitutional. It's purely an opinion that's coming from Republican X, Republican Y. So he's now basically trying to co-opt the military from under the control of President Democrat.
Okay. No, I understand you're describing the reality of the situation right now in ways that I don't necessarily agree with. I'm asking you, if the president does do something unconstitutional, or you just think he does, and maybe the court wouldn't find it, can you criticize him?
I think it can be criticized 100%.
By saying it's unconstitutional.
But there's a difference between criticizing. There's a difference between you going online, or Destiny going online, and criticizing the president. He should do it until he's blue in the face, and I'm sure he does. But there's nothing remotely wrong with that. It's a very different thing from someone who's in Congress talking to the military, addressing the military. That's not remotely the same. Your role is not the same. My role as a podcaster, your roles as podcasters, that's not remotely the same as some congressman who's talking to members of the military. You both recognize that.
Okay, no, so congressmen hold on. To be clear, not only do I not recognize this legally, you're just dead in the wrong. There's the whole speech and debate clause. If they went on the floor of Congress, they could say the most unhinged shit possible, and you wouldn't be able to convict them of crimes. This is an imaginary standard that you've set up that you would never, ever tolerate if it was directed at your side.
Speech and debate clause only applies when you're addressing Congress on the floor of Congress.
That's why I said when they're on the floor of Congress. But
does not apply when you're making a video directed at the military.
That's why I said when they're on the floor of Congress.
So then it's not relevant. Why are you bringing it up?
Because people go on the floor of Congress and say crazy shit. Hello, welcome to Nancy Mace. When she made all the accusations against her ex-partner, she did it when she was on the floor of Congress. Welcome. That's on TV. You can address other people when you're on the floor of Congress.
Question was not. Do we agree that the adding
not part
question
of that.
Was not an address to Congress?
The what?
It's not addressed to
the
Congress.
The adding question where they went on, they made an ad.
But I'm saying that like Congress people enjoy.
Why are you bringing it up?
I'm bringing it up because you're trying to say that like these people have an even greater obligation not to violate their First Amendment rights. And what I'm telling you is they have even more leeway than an average U.S. citizen is. I don't even know if you could convict somebody for conspiracy to murder if you're giving a speech on the floor of Congress. They enjoy broad freedom of speech rights. So the idea that this video would count as seditious conspiracy is a joke.
No, that is the most ridiculous argument I've heard in quite some time.
Okay.
Just because there is a special rule on the speech and debate clause which enables Congress to vigorously argue with each other where they have protections from their speech does not mean that they have a right to go and address the military and go in to stand before an entire unit and stand there and tell them, do not follow the president's orders.
Wait, who addressed the military before a unit? Were there soldiers present when they were recording this shit?
You're saying they're special people. They get to talk and say whatever they want. And what I'm saying is their role is not the same as yours or mine.
If it was recorded, would you have the same argument or would you say it's fine?
What I'm saying is what Senator Gallego did is just as bad.
Can you answer my question? If the video had not been a video, but rather a recording on the congressional floor, would it have been okay?
I just answered your question.
Well, you didn't give a yes or no, so it didn't sound
like that. Yes, it would be just as bad because Senator Gallego did the same thing.
Okay, so then why are you arguing that, like, oh, well, here it's fine. Actually, no, it would also be just as bad. Just say, I would never say it's okay if any single member of Congress ever questions the president's authority.
That's not what I said. I said
they can't call it unconstitutional. But they can't remind them that they are not supposed to follow.
What I'm saying is, you cannot address the military. Say he's issuing unconstitutional orders. Your duty is to disregard.
Nobody said these. They said your duty is to follow the law. It's to ignore unlawful orders. Is there any way? I'm curious.
Your duty is to disregard.
So you have orders that you must disregard. Does Trump issue unlawful orders?
Oh, that's obviously something subjective. Because
it shouldn't be a problem, right?
No, another judge says yes. No, that's exactly the problem. That's why it's so dangerous. Because you have one judge saying it's unconstitutional, another one saying it's not. This guy's sitting in the freaking cockpit deciding, do I press this button or not? And Alyssa Slotkin says, I better not do it, otherwise I'm going to be prosecuted. That is really manifestly dangerous. That is weakening our military. That is what you're advocating for, and you're trying to whitewash.
Then why do we have this law? Then why do we have this law at all? Then why do we have this law at all? Why do we have this law at all? Excuse me. You, what's sick and disgusting is the fact that the President of the United States is deploying the military that he knows that he can't do. You keep saying he's following the law. Well, then why was he complaining about not being able to do it with Minnesota when all of BLM was going? And he knows he's breaking the law. The disgusting thing is using your own military. Yeah. What do you mean? What part do I need a professional? What other thing do you not know about? Tell me. I can educate you. Since apparently you don't know anything.
Also, you're not on fucking Twitter for you. Also, you're in Minnesota now.
Donald Trump had issues during the BLM riots. He was complaining that the governors wouldn't authorize him to deploy the National Guard to their states because he knew he didn't have the authority to do it. That was his main argument during J6, was that he couldn't deploy the National Guard to the Capitol because Nancy Pelosi or whatever person at the time he went to blame
because
for his incompetence.
Followed the law.
So what changed then? What law changed between now and January 6th and 2021 that allows him now to deploy the National Guard? Why didn't he just deploy the National Guard immediately then if he could always do it? Another pivot. He's thinking of the pivot up right now. He's thinking it. He knows he fucked up.
No, I didn't understand your question. Here.
Donald Trump said that he couldn't deploy the National Guard because Bowser said something or whatever, the mayor's whatever. Right. He said he couldn't do it. Why can he do it now? What changed between now and then?
Location.
I'm sorry. I might be a is the Capitol?
You obviously are a retard, because there's a big difference between District of Columbia, Washington, D.C. as a city proper and the Capitol itself. Those are two different things. Those are two completely different things. So when you're sitting there saying, like, oh, it's
I'm
so
sorry,
because
my geography is horrible.
Is location.
Is the Capitol in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, but he doesn't have authority there. The final authority there actually goes to the Speaker of the House, which is why ultimately
no,
Nancy Pelosi's.
What?
You need approval.
Oh my God, you're so wrong. You're just a liar. How are you so insane on this? Holy shit. Okay. You're telling me that the ultimate police force of the Congress, of the U.S. Federal Congress, is not the U.S. Federal National Guard or police? They can't. It's not them? It rests with the Speaker of the House? A political position here?
Yes. And also, where did these guys get shot? Do you know?
Wasn't it outside?
In D.C.
Wasn't National it right Guard outside team. The... You know, where was it, though?
Farragut West Metro.
No, wait. I think it was I-17th. I think it was I-17th in D.C.
Was it at the Capitol?
They weren't at the Capitol.
I thought weren't they right outside the White House?
But they're not in the Capitol.
So you think he could deploy the National Guard?
Why are we actually having this conversation?
Because you don't believe this. Because you know, the point is that he knew in the past it was illegal. He complained during BLM that the governors wouldn't acquiesce to him using the National Guard.
Right.
Now he's doing it without the governors even consenting. So what changed?
There's three different contexts. You just use National Guard as if using National Guard.
Stop obfuscating.
For this reason or that reason are the same. I'm not obfuscating.
I understand there are reasons why. You could do it in times of rebellion or coups. You could do it in times of enemy invasion. You could do it in times of great national crises.
Insurrection.
I already said that. In the BLM era, which would have been way more of an insurrection than whatever the fuck he thinks is going on now. In the BLM era, he complained. I don't know if he called it this time either. In the BLM era,
he specifically did.
He declared
an insurrection. He basically declared there to be an uprising.
Stop. What do you mean?
That was the statute he relied on.
Explain to me legally. What does it mean to basically do something? That sounds like code speak for didn't do something. Did he declare formally?
He
declared an insurrection in California.
In his executive order. This is exactly what Judge Breyer was arguing about, whether or not he had the authority to make that declaration in California. That's where they're debating. Does he have the authority to do that unilaterally? Does he have to go through Congress to do that? That's exactly what all these issues, the legal issues, which are complicated, which have been going back and forth between whether you're on district court level or you're on the circuit court level or the Supreme Court level. That's why it's very, very confusing. This is not a simple area.
So what was it? Well, apparently it's only problematic for Donald Trump. It is simple.
One thing that
it's not simple,
simple
because you're having to engage in the literal mental gymnastics Olympics.
One thing that is simple is he cannot send the National Guard into the Capitol because the Capitol Police are under the jurisdiction of the Speaker of the House.
That's not even true.
It's not fucking factual.
Then your local security somehow overrides the jurisdiction of the National Guard,
yes,
of the D.C.
The
Police.
The reason for that. The reason the law is written that way, I understand that you don't like to think about how laws actually work, but there's logic behind it.
Yeah. The basic guy.
Yeah, you don't like to think about it. It's not basically, uh-huh. It's reality. The reality is that if you have police force A and all of a sudden police force B come in there and they don't have communication between each other, that creates a dangerous situation. In order to have that, the normal authority police have to approve and say, yes, it's okay for you to come in here. Otherwise, you can literally have police shooting at each other, which makes it more dangerous than if the new police force doesn't come in there. So that's why you have to have that coordination. And that's why ultimately Nancy Pelosi was the final call within the grounds of the Capitol. That's why there's all this testimony about these people who are desperately calling Nancy, let us in, and she's ducking for an hour and a half. Now you
want to
sit here.
I want that whole thing to be clipped, and that is the answer to this debate. You just said that if you bring in a police force that doesn't cooperate with the local authorities, you make no effort to do so, it creates an environment and a situation that is more dangerous than it would be otherwise, which is exactly what Donald Trump has done with his deployment of the National Guard to every single state, which was exactly the argument that we made at the outset of this. And I like how you didn't
Beautiful.
Know, you didn't realize how
Beautiful.
Fucked you were, because you
Beautiful.
Made the same exact argument on January 6th because
Beautiful.
The shoe was on the other foot.
Awesome.
You're such an unbelievable
awesome.
Hypocrite. It's unbelievable to me.
Awesome. Awesome. What you're asking now is the actual intelligence, the first intelligent question you've asked. That's the strongest, most logical question you've asked. And here's the question. It's an observation that's the best point you've made so far.
No.
And the obvious difference. No, it's the first really good point you
no.
made. And the reason you're mistaken, the reason you're so grossly mistaken is because when he declares this situation in D.C. proper, he has the authority there that he does not have inside the grounds of the Capitol. He doesn't have that in Chicago. He has it in D.C. Now, when he goes out in California, what he's doing in California, he's not trying to police and patrol the area. And when you're talking about in California, there he's using the National Guard for a completely different purpose, to protect ICE, because the Democrats have helped basically amp up the rhetoric or their own side that they should get violence down in the way
of
federal vehicles.
They weren't amping up the rhetoric. They were just trolling. They were just trolling, LOL.
Yeah, they're trolling by
also, what is this thing? What do you think? What do you think?
Sounds.
What do you think?
Right.
Trolling? Yeah, they're trolling. Yeah, like when Donald Trump tweets out pictures of we're coming to Chicago with the Department of War. What are you citing to? What are you implying when you say that the
like
National Guard can't do when he does? Stop
do
saying
like
you
it.
Don't like when he does that.
Why?
It is the most tepid criticism I ever heard in my entire life. I don't like when he does that. He's inflaming the rhetoric and he's causing situations like what just happened when National Guardsmen are getting shot. That's what he's doing.
That's not inflaming the rhetoric. You're saying, oh, because he says before, because he throws out some meme about dropping.
Go f- yourself. You're so retarded. I can't even believe it. It's so unbelievable.
That's
some fucking
why,
meme. It's
no.
some, you treat Donald Trump like an actual retard. I can treat other people how you want to be
go
treated.
Ahead.
Maybe that's the whole point here.
I do want to good logic. Finish your point, please.
When he's dropping a meme, if you think that is what's riling up the left, that's what gets them started. Not the last 12 years of screaming about how he's a fascist, he's a danger, he's going to kill us all, and he hates trans people and homosexuals and women, he's misogynist.
He hates
black
yeah,
people.
These are all things, yeah. Can't
so
say truth statements.
All that stuff, all that stuff, all that stuff, that's not what makes people angry and hate him. It's because he sent out a video of him flying a plane and dropping loads of crap on Harry Sisson. That's why they're so angry.
I like
that,
wait, remember, just remember, when we talked about how horrible the Seditious Six are, when you talked about how horrible the Seditious Six was, we had to take that in context of everything else. But when Donald Trump does it, it's a discreet tweet that he could never possibly control, and we always have to see it. It's just a little minor case of discreet trolling, and we can't apply the context to anything else. But when the seditious sects tell you to follow the orders that are already part of the military, now we gotta talk about context.
The question I have for you,
like
just real quick. The question I have for you, good logic. You say you don't like it when President Trump tweets out things like we're bringing the Department of War to Chicago. Can you explain why you don't like that? What is wrong with that in your view?
LARP, you care about the Constitution and try to, I'm done.
You seriously are so bad at guessing which direction I'm going. It's weird.
I think I guessed last time. That's why you gave an even more retarded answer. Or like this thing of like the National Guard can't go into the Capitol. What AI, was that ChatGPT or was that Grok Law? Or where the fuck did that thing come from?
I don't want him to issue threats.
Just answer Rick's question.
Okay, you don't want him to issue threats.
I want him to act. Because that's what a leader does. A leader acts. A leader doesn't have to issue threats.
So wait, your problem
a leader doesn't
is
have to say this.
Them warning, he should have just done it.
No, what I'm saying is he should do what he's supposed to do and he's legally allowed to do in order to help take care of a situation. Talking about it doesn't benefit anyone. That's why I don't like it.
Do you think that perhaps talking about it and making these kinds of threats, as you, your words, might lead to an inflamed situation? Like, if I were to receive a threat, if like Destiny there was like, hey, Wick, I'm going to dox you, right? In memes about doxing me. Do you think it would be something that might cause me to act in different ways than I otherwise normally would do so? Because, hey, this guy has some power. He's got some influence. He's much bigger than me. He's threatening me with something. Even if he's just memeing, it might cause me to take certain actions that I otherwise wouldn't.
I don't think that the left acts in accordance with what Trump does.
So you don't think that anything
answer.
That Trump does affects what the left? There's no response.
What I'm saying is no. What I'm saying is I don't think that they're any more likely to listen to something that he says than something that I say.
Okay, what
the same way my audience will sit here looking at Destiny as if for the joke that he is, and they don't take anything he says seriously. I'm almost with you, Troy.
No, because you're completely off the question.
What I'm saying is, you're asking a question as the influence that he has when he says something
you're
else.
Saying no
so you're saying, we're talking, what
Trump,
impact
right?
is that having on, what influence is that having on the left getting violent? No, yeah, I don't believe that makes any sense at all.
Yeah, sure. So, okay, if Donald Trump said, I'm going to go to this city and I'm going to go door to door and murder every Democrat, do you think any person on the left would respond to that violently?
I think that every person on the right would be yelling at him that he shouldn't be saying
that's
that.
Not my question. I asked if Donald Trump could do something that would cause the left to be more violent.
Can't compute.
I can't believe you are asking for criticism of Donald Trump. Does not understand question.
Okay. Cannot compute. Does not understand.
It's probably. Is it 1% or 90% probably?
I have no idea.
You're such a coward, dude. Like, okay. This is the easiest question. I don't know why.
What is 1% and 90% mean? You know what I mean? You're not even asking a logical question.
If Donald Trump were to punch a 1-year-old in the face, would it be bad?
No, anyone punching a 1-year-old in the face would be bad.
You can't even just say yes to that. It has to be anyone. Donald Trump.
I have to tell you something. I'm thrilled to hear two people on the left who are sitting here saying it's bad to hurt children. I think that's a wonderful day we reached. I think that's a beautiful thing. I think that's a beautiful thing we got. No, I think that you stand up for MAPS. I think that you're okay. I think you're okay with poisoning the minds of children into confusing them.
Like the head pedophile of the state right now, buddy. You really don't have ground to stand.
Okay. We've come to the time of it's time for closing statements. Let's say that I am going to be streaming. If you guys want to stay for call-ins or whatever, you may. But I want to make sure that the people here get a chance to have closing arguments. Closing thoughts, and I got links to all these people in my YouTube description. They can tell you where they can find you, etc. Here we are. We're gonna let Logic have the last word, so we're gonna start with Soypill, go to Destiny, then Logic, and then
Yeah, I had a whole like argument set up here. We never got to it. The National Guard troops should not have been there. There's a reason why judges are saying that he's violating posse comitatus. Why was it Briggs or no? Sorry, Cobbs is saying that this is not a legal deployment. And the whole idea that like this is a necessary action, that the crime is so rampant, is ridiculous. I mean, you look at what people are saying. You look at the stats. The crime is at like a 30-year low. This was not some sort of we need to do this because these cities are out of control. He's doing this because he wants to gain power and he wants to have influence in these cities and he wants to have some sort of executive branch that lets him do what the law enforcement is supposed to do. It's clearly a power grab. It's an authoritarian action by Trump. And yeah, therefore, it is his fault for putting people who shouldn't have been here in places where they didn't need to be, where people in the National Guard and other generals warned him and said, hey, this is going to amp up the rhetoric. This is going to put them in harm's way. This does not need to happen. They all were telling him this before he did it, and he did it anyway, and then something violent happens. No, it's not Trump's fault that a crazy guy got a gun and walked up to someone and shot them, but this never would have happened if he didn't do these orders. They didn't need to be there. It's his fault in the same way that, like, you could say, oh, yeah, like, it's not someone's fault for going to a frat party and getting assaulted, sure, but if they said, I don't want to go, and then you said, well, you know what, I'm going to force you to go, and I just dropped a bunch of Viagra and all the punch bowl. Like, yeah, it's a little bit your fault. So it's ridiculous. And the fact that you couldn't even admit to the, like, most benign of all things, which was, hey, does Donald Trump at least have some culpability if he were to say, I'm going to kill every Democrat in a state? And you said, probably. That's the closest you can get to admitting anything is probably. And you can't even assign a weight to it. Is it 1%? Is it 90%? I don't know. Maybe. But when you look at this like video from the Seditious Six, it's like, no, this is clearly a seditious act. They should be prosecuted. In fact, I agree with Trump. They should be hanged. It's so cowardly, but at least you stayed.
I didn't say that. Grift. I don't think that's true.
At least you stayed to do your little grift. The other guy ran away because he knew he would actually have to answer a question. So thanks for that. This was embarrassing.
Well, gang, if you like Soy Pill, go check him out. Links in the channel. Destiny, please.
This is just a deeply unserious conversation. I look forward to the next election whenever the Democrats are back in power and all of a sudden conservatives rediscover their love for freedom of speech and limitation on executive powers. There's a reason why Bill Barr was considered one of the most right-wing attorney generals of all time, why he resigned under Donald Trump with days left in the administration. There's a reason why Donald Trump didn't run with the same vice president, because he wanted the last one to get killed when he was calling people to the Capitol to not change the outcome of the election, but apparently, according to good logic, just call for some investigation into some voter fraud that they'd already done and nothing had been found that would change the outcome of the election. Donald Trump has pardoned every single person around him, including people that had no business even getting pardoned, people that were committing seditious conspiracy on his behalf, people that were obstructing investigations on his behalf, like Roger Stone. And then he's targeted political opponents in ways that no prior administration ever has. At least good logic's friend was good faith enough to admit that. I think he realized that just showing up with a little lawyer tag and not knowing any law whatsoever wasn't going to be enough to get his retarded ass through this debate, which, you know, props to that guy for at least being smart enough to realize he needed to walk the out of the Thunderdome because he was not ready for the Kaya shocks that were coming here. Okay. And I hope that, yeah, when the next Democratic president steps in and he starts flexing that criminal immunity, when he starts realizing that the executive branch can target and kill and do whatever the fuck they want, as long as they listen to a court eventually, I hope that Republicans are as excited to defend that as they have been to defend Donald Trump.
Okay. If you guys like what Destiny has to say, you can find a link to him if for whatever reason you don't already have it. It's in my YouTube description. Finally, last word from Good Logic, please. Go ahead.
I didn't come here prepared to flex a fourth grade vocabulary, so I apologize those of you who are looking for me to jump down into that ring. At the end of the day, the most significant thing that came out of this is a recognition from both of my adversaries over here that what the Seditious Six did in that video is they made members of the military potentially question their activities when they're in the midst of a heated moment for actions that actually may ultimately prevail as being totally constitutional and thereby made for a more dangerous situation. I do not think they should be hanged for that. I think that Trump is speaking passionately when he says that, and he says that, you know, it's treason, they should be hanged. I don't think that that's the appropriate punishment for them. I do think that Mark Kelly should be court-martialed and stripped of his commission, and I think that he should be forced out in disgrace. And I think that to the extent that there was a conspiracy here to try and harm our military, I think that weakens life for all Americans. We take our military for granted. And when you have our own congressmen and women sitting there trying to undermine them and have them questioning their own actions when they're taking it, that creates a very dangerous situation. With respect to the question of the main topic at hand, I think that Trump did everything he could legally to get him out. He's not a fascist, which is why he didn't simply remove all the Afghanis. And that's why this gentleman was here to commit those heinous acts. And Frankly, I said it would be much easier. I don't want him to be more of a fascist, but he would have, life would be much easier for him if he was the fascist that you're always claiming him to be. And I think it's a good thing that he's not that fascist, but he's dealing with a mess that has been baked in here purposefully by the Democrats under Biden, that they brought in all these Afghanis, they brought in millions of illegal aliens, and every step he's been taking to try and make our country safer and safer, they literally will stand in front of federal vehicles and try and do, and go and run to one courthouse after another trying to stop him from taking steps. And the only reaction that the left have is, oh my God, we might lose some criminal illegal alien be forced to be sent back home, which is horrific and shocking that the people actually still take that position. But I guess if it works for you, go with it. I appreciate that at some point here we had moments of actual conversation, and hopefully in the future, if we actually debate each other, we can dial back the juvenile, you're stupid, idiot, foul language, and actually just engage in discourse. And if you're interested in that sort of thing, an alternative perspective, I urge you to check me out. It's Good Logic. You can find me on YouTube, on Rumble, and on X under that name, Good Logic.
Check him out. I got a link to his channel. You guys are free to stay if you like. We got some callers, but if you need to go, I understand you're I'm not Hamas. I'm not going to hold you hostage, right? So
I said I'd give you 2 hours, which we're kind of hitting up against.
Yeah, we are.
Wait, can I have a quick single answer question for Good Logic?
Go for it, Destiny.
When it comes to enforcing executive stuff in the executive branch, so things like vetting people that come over, who does the buck stop with?
President.
Okay.
Okay. And yeah, thank you again for coming. I do appreciate you. Unfortunately, I don't think Bronca knew what he was getting into, right? Right? Maybe he should have watched a little
bit. To be clear, that guy's Twitter feed is unhinged. The guy thought that he could show up and throw around a few legal terms. The guy doesn't know anything about anything, especially international law. And the idea that going to law school in the United States would privy you to some understanding of international law is a joke. The reason
why I'm saying is he's a pussy-ass bitch,
and he knew that he was going to get roasted here because it's probably the first challenging conversation this retard's ever had his entire life.
He would destroy you. In a proper moderation,
what, where somebody's here to handhold him through the entire conversation because he can't make a point?
What I'm saying is, when he's arguing with people who are adult, and I've seen him argue with people who are adult to not say you're an idiot, you're stupid, you're a child, f you. So in that environment, he's actually a pit bull. He's not worth his time, around weaker people.
That's what you just said, around other people that are too mean to talk about. Unbelievable. You guys are the debate profession, litigators, right?
It's sad that you think that makes you stronger. It's very sad.
Oh, like the president of the United States conducts himself constantly?
Because it was just a little bit of trolling.
I was trolling.
I'm not ready for blood sports. That's on me.
It was trolling. I was just meaning.
And also, Wick. His pinned tweet is migrate everyone right now. So, like, you know, I don't think that he's exactly some person who's allergic to blood sports. He clearly knows the game.
It's not being bad at it, saying I'm not going to be talked down to me. There's a difference between arguing points versus arguing ad hominem. And that's all. And he's not going to do that.
Yeah, because, so when I call someone out for not answering a question, that's talking down to them?
No, when you're basically saying that you're an effing retard dick sucker, that's talking down to them.
I said that to you. I didn't say that to him right away. In fact, he left when I said you're not answering the question, so it didn't require that level of ad hominem to get him out.
You didn't let him finish his answer. There's a certain level of respect.
Wait, one more quick question. Hold on, stop.
I did mute Soy Pill so he could finish his answer, but then he left anyway.
What do you think about the level of respect Donald Trump showed the reporter that he called stupid because she asked him a difficult question?
It wasn't a difficult question.
It was within his purview to say that.
You're such a... I can't believe you. Holy shit.
Okay. Either way. I do got super chats too, so if you...
Quiet, Peggy.
Thank you.
Take care. I thank you for having me, and I'll come back here. I'll do this again with Destiny or others, whatever it is. That's fine. But I do think that, and I want to be clear here, Wick. I wasn't looking to put you down for your moderation because I'm fine with it. And frankly, I think there are sometimes you even quiet them down. I didn't even need you to quiet them down. I think you were particularly trying to make sure that I wasn't going to get overrun, and I definitely appreciate that. I'm not questioning your moderation, but I do think he was expecting a different nature of discourse.
Show up next time being something, anything other than a Trump cum-filled water balloon, and maybe we can have a real conversation about things.
All right. So you see, this even now, as I'm walking out, you still have to just throw out the expletives.
Just a little bit of trolling. It's trolling. We're just trolling. It's trolling. LOL. Yeah,
that's fine. It's just trolling. No, that's fine. But it's LOL. It's not actually showing anything other than you're able to appeal to 17-year-olds.
Oh, is that what Donald Trump does? Or you mean 17-year-olds?
Which,
like,
I don't know. Maybe
seen, right? Or was it 15
maybe,
or 14? I don't remember all
maybe,
that.
Maybe
shit,
I was going to say maybe appealing to 15-17-year-olds is right. Your thing.
The show's over.
Maybe that's your thing, Destiny.
Maybe
appealing to 15-17-year-olds is your thing, Destiny. I don't know.
The difference is I don't lose my civil cases like Trump lost his. We're raping that one woman. What was it, Eugene Carroll? But we don't like those court cases, right? We don't like those ones.
I thank you all for joining me. It was great.
I do appreciate. I really want to say thank you for staying. I do appreciate that. So thank you.
Take care, Wick. Have a great night.